Well, indeed. Alex Cobham, pleasure to speak to you. Thank you for joining us here at Talk Radio. He's Research Director at the Tax Justice Network. As you said, an international network trying to bring more fairness to the tax system of tackling tax avoidance and tax evasion. Of course, totally legal to have these trusts. I just wish we'd all thought of it, eh? Anyway, thank you to Alex. I'm almost done now for not just another day, but another week. Delighted to be joined by Mr. John Holmes.
He's, yes.
I was going to say, you're with your tan. It's beginning to fade.
Doesn't last long, does it? That's the problem.
I put mine on. I got it out of a bottle last night, but it's slightly uneven.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to say.
I'm ever so slightly Costa del Sol
today. It's the handprints that give it away.
No.
I will not have that.
I'm slightly in cheesy territory here. What? I'm talking of cheesy territory.
Yes,
what's happening
fair
in
enough.
Your show?
No cheese, no meat today, but I do have swan.
Is that illegal? I think they're all owned by
the
Queen.
It's the cricketer Graham Swan. So yes, although he can still break a man's arm with his wing.
Can I say he can? He follows me on Twitter.
Does he?
Yeah, baby.
I'm going to tell you. Stop to that.
How to impress the boys in my husband's office
was that
Graham Swan follows me on Twitter.
Well, he won't be by the end of today. So he's coming on to talk about something or other. I don't know, cricket probably. What else we do? A man will go in a lift and read out texts and tweets from the haters in condescending.
I think you should get Graham Swan to do that.
Graham Swan in the lift.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
he'd love that.
Treat
the ladies in the office. Anyway, that's coming up
and the lift
after 1 o'clock, John. Homes with you. I'm off to go and get some sunshine. Have a wonderful weekend.
Get a proper tan.
I'm going to get a proper tan to match me palms. I'll be back at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. Take our CR-V Black Edition. From its active cornering headlights that turn with the wheel to its smart keyless entry that unlocks the door when you're close. Nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our CR-V Black Edition. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on an 8-foot by 4-foot sheet of 18mm sheathing ply for only £14.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. It's 1 o'clock. It's Friday. It's time for Victoria's News.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a photographer is jailed for drugging and raping men. Thai resorts are rocked by deadly bomb blasts, and the government's criticised in an electoral fraud review.
Well done.
Thanks.
Talk Radio.
A Bristol photographer who lured men to his home before spiking their drinks and raping them has been jailed for 11 and a half years. 43-year-old Nigel Wilkinson admitted the offences as well as charges of administering a drug. He posed as a male fitness photographer and enticed young men to his house with the promise of a free shoot. Detective Sergeant Jenny Farman says Wilkinson was very manipulative.
On the surface, Nigel Wilkinson was a photographer with an interest in male fitness models. In private, he was a cunning sexual offender who used his photography enterprise as a cover and catalyst for his deviant activities.
Two men have been jailed for a total of more than 40 years in what's thought to be the biggest cocaine haul ever recovered in European waters. The discovery was made around 100 miles off Aberdeen in April last year. British tourists in Thailand are being warned to be extremely cautious in public places after a series of explosions in holiday resorts. At least 4 people have been killed and more than 30 others injured. Thai police have blamed the attacks on local sabotage. Dr. Evan Lawrence, who studies political violence and terrorism, has told Talk Radio there's a reason why they're not calling it terrorism.
They don't like to use the term terrorism, of course, because it has connotations for tourism and things like that. So we have to remember that they do have an actual terrorist conflict going on in the southern part of their country. So it is very likely that it is terrorism.
The first ever review into electoral fraud has accused the government of turning a blind eye to corruption because of political correctness. The report warns people in Pakistani and Bangladeshi communities are sometimes pressured into voting a certain way. But Stuart Wilkes, the head of politics at the University of Liverpool, has told Talk Radio steps are being taken to deal with the problem.
I'm a bit concerned about the idea that a blind eye has been turned to this, because it hasn't really. I mean, people have been raising these concerns for over 10 years. And one of the things about electoral fraud is, by its very nature, it's hidden. So it can be hard to prove, it can be hard to get to the bottom of it.
The Electoral Commission says it takes issue very seriously. Turkey's issued an arrest warrant for the country's all-time record goal scorer over alleged links to the plot to overthrow President Erdogan. Former Blackburn Rovers striker Hakan Şükür is accused of being involved in last month's failed coup. And Richard Wilson has cancelled his Edinburgh Festival Fringe because of a heart attack. The agent for the actor, who's best known for playing Victor Meldrew in One Foot in the Grave, says he's now in a stable condition in hospital.
I don't believe it.
He was due to bring back his cantankerous character in a one-man show.
Could you say for me the words electoral and what was the other one?
What other one?
All of them.
All of the ones. I said electoral.
Yeah, okay, fine. Just checking. You all right?
It's going to be a good day.
Isn't it, though? Mm. Great. Thanks, Victoria.
Weather?
Oh, yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A bright and dry afternoon with lots of sunny spells. The best of the sunshine will be in the east with highs of 25 degrees.
Oh, I ain't got through that, all right. Who's got the sport? Is it Ben today? Ben.
I literally don't care.
Okay, fine. Here's the sport with possibly Ben.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England's cricketers have taken the first wicket of the morning session on day two of the fourth test against Pakistan. Stephen Finn took the wicket of night watchman Yasir Shah for 26. Been a largely frustrating morning for England, though. The tourists have moved on to 91 for two. They trail England's first innings total of 237. Manchester United's world record signing Paul Pogba will miss the Premier League season opener against Bournemouth. The FA have given him a one-match ban because of the number of bookings he accumulated in Italy last season. Finally, Team GB 2012 Olympic champion Jessica Ennis-Hill begins her heptathlon title defence in Rio this hour. She'll compete alongside Katarina Johnson-Thompson. Later today, Roe is head of standing and Helen Glover go in the final of the women's pair, and Sir Bradley Wiggins goes for a British Olympic record 8th medal in the team pursuit this evening. Yeah. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben with the TalkSport powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
You have the power to set yourself free. We have put an end to line rental charges with our Vodafone Unlimited Fibre Home Broadband. Vodafone. Power to you.
18-month agreement. Subject to credit check, acceptance and availability. New and upgrading fibre broadband products only. Full terms at vodafone.co.uk/broadband.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It's Talk Radio. In the aforementioned afternoon, I am, to all intents and purposes, an up-and-coming black actor. And this is industry that is going to crush itself. What did they cock up?
They'd wrote to the wrong address.
So, okay, so what's the plan? Asbestos is gone. And on the telephone balancing unit line, my 4-year-old and 6-year-old.
I got a speeding ticket.
So well done him.
33 in the 30 zone.
And it's token nods to ethnicity. Asprod Cass, who is a man, restores one's faith in the system. There's now a modern email address.
Ach, hallo, wie ist denn was? Ich bin eigentlich nur ein paar Kilometer von dir entfernt, aber auch egal.
Yes, you're right.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to go on a journey that will twist the very fabric of imagination.
Good afternoon, then. Hello and welcome, then. Yes to you, as we bid you that welcome to what an angry judge would probably call a C-word Friday. It's Talk Radio in the weekday afternoons. I am John Holmes, and here we are moving you, my friend, moving you from 1 o'clock across to 4 o'clock. That is our job, you see, to see you arrive in a different place without any incident. We're transporting you in a way like we were the broadcasting equivalent of a prison officer driving the Yorkshire Ripper from the mental hospital to jail without incident. Let's hope it's not going to be, by the way, the responsibility of G4S, because otherwise you're going to be there. He'd escaped, wouldn't he? And he'll be at the tills in B&Q clutching a hammer quicker than you can say G4S's track record of safely escorting prisoners is nothing short of woeful. Let's also hope that the van they choose to do it in isn't a 40-foot articulated lorry. Don't want to excite the man. Anyway, hello and welcome along. Rest assured, we will get you to your 4 p.m. destination without that incident on this, the Friday, the quite warm day of August. It's the 12th, I think, the glorious 12th, as they say, because it marks the traditional beginning of the grouse hunting season. That's right, August the 12th is when the grouse hunting season officially opens. The first day of chasing grouse around in the north of England in order to kill them because they enjoy it. That's grouse, by the way, to be clear. Peter Sutcliffe, if you're listening on the radio in the prison van, it's grouse, not prostitutes. Horrible man. By the way, if the radio in the prison van is a G4S radio, it's probably escaped. So what's coming up on today's futile attempt at some sort of programme, then? Well, as I say, and as you'll probably be aware, it is Friday for a start, and that means it's Some Request Friday. Over on Radio 2, of course, they lazily celebrate Friday by having All Request Friday. Simon Mayo in the afternoon invites his listeners to make requests and dedications for songs of their choosing. Here on Talk Radio, it's very much the same, except being a talk station, you can request speeches or talks. Now, obviously, everybody has got their favourite Friday anthem speech banger. I mean, you know, what about hearing a TED talk? Maybe, I don't know, let me think. Ken Robinson's Do Schools Kill Creativity TED Talk from a couple of years ago. That, I think we can all agree, gets everybody in a Friday banger, mood. Banging talk. If you'd like to request one for Some Request Friday, let us know what you'd like. You can do it at 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Headline Hijack is very much on the way as well, with a cordial offer to make up a news story for inclusion thereof into the 2 o'clock news. Victoria has a mouth, and she ain't afraid to use it. It sounds like this.
Like this.
And its main purpose is, of course, the delivery of news. If you've got a desire to make up the news story, perhaps you're a trainee tabloid journalist or something, then why not send your made-up news story here and get it into the news at 2, masquerading as fact to confuse those people who aren't listening to this bit and might be out for lunch, get back at 2 o'clock, switch the news on. Hear Victoria mainly telling the truth, sometimes even pronouncing it correctly. And your made-up news story could be in there. You could win today's Headline Hijack. It's on the way. There is a new inductee on the way as well into the Lonely Lunch Club, the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're lunching alone, do get in touch with the programme. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the email address. We will call you back for a slightly awkward chat. Our work experience pundit today is Robert, who's here to A, review films for free, and B, to be exploited by Talk Radio's relaxed attitude to employment law. There's the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. Today, do they think? Do they think?
Drawing pins or meteorology?
There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. A man called Con.
Hi.
Goes into a lift and reads out tweets and texts that we've received this week from the haters as the lift itself travels downwards through the building. That's a feature we like to call condescending. We have a Friday edition, usually on a Thursday, but this week, Friday edition of no one's favourite quiz, Paul Rossmaster, in which radio people, rival radio people, are tested as to their knowledge of talk radio, full show, set show, breakfast man, Paul Ross. And we will bring you hot guest action in the form of cricketing man, Graham Swan. He can break a man's arm with his wing. Ginger Dave isn't producing. He's busy trying to get a gold medal for studentry. Ask Podcast is her usual bundle of joy through the glass. Chloe's on buttons. Yeah, some of them occasionally in the right order. Victoria, you know about her already. And like in the Olympics, paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Now becomes the most decorated member of the team.
How?
Because what I've got here, right, hang on, left them outside. But what I've got is, I had to go to a talk radio cupboard and find the Christmas decorations.
Oh, okay.
which I've got here. So I thought, with the Olympic, you know, the most decorated person in the Olympic team so far, which is fine, I thought we should decorate you, but all I could find was some things from Christmas. Open your mouth. That's a bauble. Not the first time that's happened. Bauble again. In your mouth. Bit of tinsel. There. Put another bauble or two. A bit more tinsel. Don't do this, kids.
Covered in glitter now.
Yes. And of course, we will video tweet that. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. I actually trod on and broke a bauble. Let's start with some music. The sound of Thin Lizzy and Jailbreak on Talk Radio. And you're probably wondering why I'm playing Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy. I am, of course, Talk Radio's head of music, and that is the song I have chosen to play for today's big story that we'll be talking about here on Talk Radio very shortly. Cornelius, you've got a question at hand.
I've got my hand up. I've had it up since the beginning of that song.
Yes, I know. But have you got a question pertaining to this?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
Why are you playing Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy?
Ah, well, I'm glad you asked me that question. Because of today's big story.
Ah, okay.
Tonight there's going to be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. Presumably the jail. There it is. It's because, of course, of the news on the front pages of the papers today that the Yorkshire Ripper, Peter Sutcliffe, is being moved from his mental hospital, Broadmoor, for he is no longer considered mad, just bad, according to The Sun, and he is being transported to jail. Now, if he's being transported by G4S, we know about their track record, so that's a worry for a start. We're going to be talking to somebody yet to be decided. Hey, Ask Podcast Through the Glass.
What?
Your role as a producer of the programme
is to be constantly irritated by you.
Irritated. No, I don't understand that word. Too northern. We need a guest. We need a prison expert.
Absolutely not after that.
Do it.
Do you want to come in here and say that?
No.
Prison expert to chat about broadly prisons.
Broadmoorly.
Broadmoor is a psychiatric hospital, not a prison. Come on.
Okay, all right.
So, prison person, please. A prison person would be great.
Any sort.
Yep. So that's a guest. We'll be talking to whoever she finds next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Watch out for delays. Continue on the M1 in Nottinghamshire. We've got two lanes closed off due to recovery work and a vehicle fire in the M1 southbound at junction 26. The M5 in Gloucestershire, one lane's closed off. Slow traffic there due to a broken down vehicle between junction 14 and 15. M6 northbound through Staffordshire, one lane is closed off and slow traffic due to emergency repair work. Just going on the M6 northbound between junctions 14 and 15. I'm Poonam Verma.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house get down in value? Will it get up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I have no idea what was going on with that Martin Roberts thing. So you are listening to Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes, and on the front of all, and by all I mean two, of the papers today is, of course, the news about the Yorkshire Ripper, Peter Sutcliffe. He's the latest celebrity to be announced for the lineup of the new Strictly Come Dancing, along with Will Young and someone from Kiss FM. Of course he isn't. As if. I mean, there's much chance of a reviled and hated figure like Peter Sutcliffe being asked to go on Strictly as there is as, say, I don't know, Ed Balls being confirmed for it. No, Peter Sutcliffe is instead off to prison rather than the psychiatric hospital he's been in since his crimes, because the authorities have decided he isn't mad anymore. But what can he expect from prison? Now, on the telephone balancing unit line right now is Noel Smith. He's a former prisoner who, for the purposes of this, is now Talk Radio's prison correspondent. Good afternoon, Noel.
Good afternoon.
Good to talk to you. So, before we talk about the wider picture, give us some of your background, Noel.
Well, basically, I spent three decades in some of the most top security prisons in the country. I was a pretty prolific bank robber back in the 70s, 80s and 90s. Served eight life sentences, was my last sentence, and changed my ways and managed to get a degree in journalism. And I'm now working for the National Prisoners newspaper Inside Time. I've been out since 2010.
Yeah, splendid. All right. So in terms of how you came to change your ways, what was it about being in prison that led you down that path?
It wasn't actually prison itself, really. It's a bit of a long story, and it's a bit of a... it's not really a light art sort of thing. I had a personal tragedy in my life. My son died whilst I was in prison.
Yeah.
And I was in Whitemore Prison in 2001 when he died, and the authorities wouldn't let me attend his funeral because I'd become such a monster in jail. It caused them so much trouble.
Yeah.
And I had to have a serious thing about where my life was going. When you get to the stage where you can't even attend your own son's funeral, you know, something's wrong.
So that is, in terms of a turnaround story, though, I mean, that's actually quite a significant point. And it brings me on to the wider thing. I mean, what is it that, if Sutcliffe is now going to prison, but he never has been, I mean, in terms of the environment, what can he expect from it?
Sutcliffe was actually in prison. He was in prison for 3 years at the start of his sentence. He was in Parkhurst on a very small unit. For psychiatric prisoners, and he was a bit of a target then. He got smashed in the face with a coffee jar by a prisoner called Jimmy Costello, who went on trial for it. And what Sutcliffe can expect is a harder life than he's been having in Broadmoor so far.
Yeah. All right. So, let's, in terms of prisons, and I'm interested in because the story today about is in being transported between them, and we hear all these stories about prisoners escaping from vans because G4S got quite a woeful track record of this. I mean, how are prisoners transported? I mean, what's the procedure?
It would depend on the category of prisoner, but I should imagine Sutcliffe is going to be a Category A prisoner, which is the highest security category.
Yeah.
I mean, almost every prisoner is transferred in the same way, but with a bit more security for Cat A's, and that would mean a prison transport, which is basically a closed-back van with two or three cells inside it. You're handcuffed, locked into the cell inside, and then the van is locked. There'll be a couple of staff in the back. And I should imagine in Sutcliffe's case, there'll be a police escort as well to take him to wherever he's going. It's quite common for Category A prisoners.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about this, because you know you hear a lot of stories about, like, the successful way of getting mobile phones and drugs into prison is now drones, isn't it? You hear these stories about people flying drones into prisons.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, if we had a big enough drone, could the safe way of getting a prisoner into a prison is to just fly them in a drone?
I think that you have a lot of problems with prison security over that. They're already tearing their hair out because drones can get near prisons.
Yeah.
So driving a prisoner in by a drone, I don't think would be viable.
Well, if we've got a problem with prisoners not getting there because of the security of G4S, then, you know, getting them in, you know, you don't have, you know, drugs and mobile phones don't escape from drones, and it's only the same theory but with prisoners.
Yeah, it'd have to be some kind of huge drone, and then you're talking helicopter, really, aren't you?
But basically, a huge drone is a helicopter. You do have a point there, yeah. Let's take them in helicopter. Well, there you go. You've solved it. I don't know why anyone's worrying about it. Let me ask about, we talked about this on the programme before, but prison luxury, because some people say, you hear critics saying, don't you, that prison's luxurious. We've mentioned before, you know, we know that prisoners are all allowed buckets and spades now and have soft play centres, and there's a branch of Waitrose in each cell in some prisons. I mean, what, you know, you've been there, is there any truth in it? I mean, are prisons luxurious in any way at all, or is that utter sort of tabloid bilge?
It's rubbish, really. I mean, you know, there are prisons that are better than other prisons, but you're still jailed. I mean, the Category D open prisons where MPs and ex-police officers and people like that end up, and politicians, they're not luxurious places, but you certainly get a lot of freedom in them. Our average prison, I mean, if you were thinking after being in prison that it was like a holiday camp, I would definitely never go to a holiday camp again and ask for your money back.
Yeah.
Prisons are actually brutal, horrible places, really.
So are holiday camps, in my experience. But I wonder, what we're saying is Category A prisoners, like so, in a high security, is sort of... the difference is, I suppose, you've got MPs and so on in a medium budget, sort of maybe a Holiday Inn type thing, but then the Category A prisoners kind of all the way down to a travel lodge. Is that kind of the gist of it?
Sort of a cage in a back bedroom of a travel lodge, if you like.
Yeah, well, that sounds about right. If you've ever tried to use the soap in a travel lodge, I mean, you know, that's something you wouldn't bend over and pick up in the showers. It's not worth it because it's mostly just a bar of salt. Would you say, just out of interest, modern prisons, more Orange Is the New Black or porridge? Which could Sutcliffe expect? If it was to liken his prison stay to a television programme, is it Orange Is the New Black or porridge?
I think it'd be more Oz. Have you ever seen Oz?
I have seen Oz, yes.
Yeah, well, that's what British prisons are basically like, only not as glamorous.
Yeah. Right, good. Noel, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you
very much indeed. That's now Noel is our Talk Radio prison correspondent. So book him again. I liked him.
We will do.
I'm sorry, I'm saying I liked him because he's dangerous. If you've got an opinion on Peter Sutcliffe being transported to and from a prison, or from a psychiatric institution to a prison, or prisons in general, then of course. You know what to do. React to this direction, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's on Radio Twitter.
Start your message with anywhere you are.
It's coming up to 1:30. Victoria's got the news. Talk
Radio. A photographer has been jailed for 11 and a half years for drugging and raping two men he'd lured to his home in Bristol. 43-year-old Nigel Wilkinson used social media to offer to take pictures of young men. Police think there could be more victims and are urging them to come forward. Debbie Bruneau from the Bridge Sexual Assault Centre says there are lots of myths around male rape.
For example, the men are big, tough guys who can fight somebody off, and that isn't true. And I think it does a disservice to men that they're treated differently by some places and by some organisations merely because of their gender. Sexual assault shouldn't happen to anybody.
Two Turkish sailors have each been jailed at a Glasgow court for at least 20 years for smuggling a record £512 million worth of cocaine. 3 tonnes of the drug were discovered in a tugboat off the coast of Aberdeen last year. At least 4 people have been killed and more than 30 are injured after a series of bomb blasts in tourist resorts in Thailand. The British Embassy has updated its travel advice, warning holidaymakers in the country to be extremely cautious. Workers on Virgin Trains East Coast are to stage 3 24-hour strikes, including one on Bank Holiday Monday. The other dates are the 19th and 26th of August. And councils are warning against using illegal tattooists. The local government association says unlicensed artists are sometimes putting people at risk because of a lack of cleanliness. The weather, a bright and dry afternoon with lots of sunny spells. The best of the sunshine will be in the east, highs of 25 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
What were those dates of that strike again?
It was
Virgin Trains.
The 19th, 26th of August.
Is the 26th a Sunday?
No, the 27th is a Saturday, so that's a Friday. Friday the 26th and
of
the bank holiday Monday of August.
August.
Yeah. It's the end of the month. Why?
I think I've got to use a Virgin Train on that day.
Good luck.
It's a bit awkward, isn't it? Because this show is coming from Edinburgh.
Is it?
Maybe not.
Good.
Anymore. Anyway, thanks, Victoria.
It's not my fault they're striking.
No, I need to check that. I mean, I didn't say it was your fault they're striking. Oh, that wasn't the... I wasn't implying that.
Okay.
To be clear. Good. Lonely Lunch Club on the way, as well as Headline Hijack. and we'll take some of your reactions next.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artists unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. If you've just joined us, you've missed a former prisoner discussing what it's like in prison and what Peter Sutcliffe can expect. Noel Razor-Smith there joining us. He's our Talk Radio prison correspondent. And a lot of your reactions coming in. Paul Neely's what's coming in.
Yes, lots coming in. Peter Sutcliffe loves crime so much that he probably won't wear a seatbelt while he's being transported. That's coming from Hater. Yeah. And G4S looks like the word gas when you look at it. Coincidence? I think not. And that's come from Irrelevant Point.
Thank you very much indeed. Why don't these prisons that we keep hearing about in the news take a leaf out of Donald Trump's book and build walls around them? Why don't we build walls around prisons? That's stop the prisoners getting out. That's actually not a bad idea. John, Victorian prisons, just as that, just to kind of elaborate on that, black looms, the embodiment of stale and frumpy traditionalism, top hats, and the conjunction of fiction and trauma discourse illustrated by novelists of the era such as Bronte or Dickens. And I think that's probably what we're all thinking about Victorian prisons, isn't it? And John, what about these trials in Sweden to stop escapees? Of course, they've actually taken porridge literally, and the exercise yards, you've probably seen this now, they've been trying it in the north of the country. The exercise yards, rather than being concrete for the prisoners to exercise on, they're now made of porridge. And so what that means, it's the prisoners can't run away.
No.
Because you've ever had one of those dreams where it's like you're trying to run through porridge or marshmallow or something, where you're running really slowly. It's like
difficult.
That, literally, for prisoners who are...
They're mixing honey in it as well to make it stickier.
That's right. And it thickens it up. And if you've ever, you know, if you've ever been a Category A prisoner, which I know you have.
Yeah.
And you've tried to run through porridge that's been infused with honey. You know how difficult it can
be. And blueberries is now. They're giving criminals vitamins, John.
Well, yes, I know, but not to eat. Only to prevent them from escaping.
Still, I don't agree with it.
So, if you do have an opinion, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's 1:35. Minutes' time, Victoria's mouth will be back, I dare say, along with the rest of her, in order to reveal what is in the news. I say reveal what's in the news. I'm going to bet that she just reads out the same thing she's read out since 1 o'clock. Like, you know, just without changing it, really. I mean, that's kind of what she does, isn't it? She just reads it out. I mean, sometimes she pronounces things. When she reads something out for the second time, she often says it correctly. So I think that's why she does it. The first time she does it, at 1 o'clock, it's kind of a rehearsal. And at 1:30, she does a shortened version of it, where she leaves out the difficult words. 2 o'clock, she has to do a slightly longer one, so she puts them back. But by then, she's learned them. And that's the news. Anyway, within it, there will be a made-up news story. And, well, I'd like you to make it up, please. It's Headline Hijack. It's there to confuse those who've popped out for lunch, haven't they? They're not listening to this. But, I mean, even though, and I know, even though this is the 34th most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39. And I'm not making that up. That's now backed up with figures. So there's something to celebrate.
Fact.
Yes, and that's down to the power of marketing. Even though it's that popular, people still aren't listening to this bit of it.
Really?
No, they go out for lunch. Then they're back at 2 o'clock, so they hear the news at 2 o'clock, and they believe it because it's, you know, the news. However, we like to put a made-up news lie in there to confuse those who don't hear us talking about this bit of it. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And you could win today's headline hijack. Here's what has been coming in. There has been much speculation today in the tabloids about the identity of the street artist Banksy. Since this series of Celebrity Big Brother started, no Banksy new pieces have appeared, leading to suspicions that it could well be one of the Big Brother housemates.
Mm.
Not Biggins.
No.
Because he got thrown out for being a Nazi. So, a Banksy hasn't appeared. So it's not Biggins.
Mm.
That's just to bring you up to date. With that. Cornelius, what have you
According to Michael, a new website has been launched today that allows users to review other review websites. Advisor yeah. will allow people to review what they found of venues and attractions after initially reading reviews on the different advisor websites.
To see the tournament, which is a very good idea.
Yes, good idea, because you never know which one to go to with those.
Exactly, there are so
it's
many
hard
of
to
them.
Pick.
So you need to review those. But then what you'd need to do is review the review site. Because it won't be the only one to spring up.
Some sort of advisor.
Advisor, yeah. And that's how you distill all the...
Yeah.
Anyway, following the declaration that Peter Sutcliffe is no longer insane, a legal loophole will now allow him to release his own brand of food products. This is a very good idea. But I can see where Dave is going with it, as he writes it. Reports coming out of Broadmoor say the murderer is considering bringing out a product called the Yorkshire Ripper Puddings. And I don't think that's a good idea. I'll be honest. I don't think... Oh, you know what wouldn't surprise me, though? In the day and age we live in, right, if at some point, right, because he's now gone from criminally insane to just horrible man, right, and... It's not going to be long before he just ends up on Strictly. It really isn't, is it? That's going to happen.
I don't know.
He's going to be in the big celebrity Big Brother house. They could just have criminal Big Brother house, because it's technically a prison.
Yeah, it's true.
So why hasn't that happened? So you just... It's a house, but, you know, you can't get out of it, can you? It's for prisoners or criminals.
He's a celebrity now. Do you remember when Paris Hilton and Britney Spears went on that night out and they didn't wear knickers?
Yeah.
They got photoed. When he's being transported to the prison.
Yes.
And the paparazzi are waiting.
Yeah.
If he doesn't wear any underwear as he steps out.
That's going to be in the papers.
Yeah, it could be in the papers.
Exactly, yeah. Kind of what do they call the thing the prisoners wear? Is it a jumpsuit?
Yeah, yeah.
An up jumpsuit shot. As he steps out of the back of the G4S van. If he's still in it, given it's G4S, by the time it reaches its destination, probably not. Anyway, that's the sick world we live in, frankly. It sickens me. It's 20 to 2. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on an 8 foot by 4 foot sheet of 18 millimetre sheathing ply for only £14.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Second half starting, 3-1 on the win. Having that, done.
Oh, chockies for my sister.
This bet comes off, she can have that perfume too.
Bet fast with 10bet's in-play betting.
They've scored! I'm taking no chances, gonna cash out now.
Great, perfume it is.
Small bottle, darling.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Free bets not eligible for cash out. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please gamble responsibly.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Watch out for delays. Continue on the M1 in Nottinghamshire. We've got two lanes closed off due to recovery work and a vehicle fire in the M1 southbound at junction 26. The M5 in Gloucestershire, one lane's closed off. Slow traffic there due to a broken down vehicle between junction 14 and 15. M6 northbound through Staffordshire, one lane is closed off and slow traffic due to emergency repair work. Just going on the M6 northbound between junctions 14 and 15. I'm Poonam Verma.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's Automotive for the People on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. Is there sort of a breakdown of news afoot?
Yeah, I believe so.
It's quite complicated. The news is complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Well, we can help you on this programme, right? Because there's a lot of news every day, as you know. And if you're a regular listener, you know that we're here to assist and guide you through it. And the way we like to simplify it for you to understand and sort of strip away the complexity of it all is by breaking news down to its component parts. And when you do that, just simply strip away the layers, the middle layer, the top layer, the bottom layers. What you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. Here is where we explain the news in haikus.
Muslim election. Fraud. Fort slot in ballot box. Looked familiar.
The news in haikus.
Lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely.
Ah, yes. It's about this time every day that we meet a lonely luncher. It's the Lonely Lunch Club on Talk Radio, where we induct someone into our very own Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're lunching alone, for whatever reason, doesn't matter, you could quite literally have no friends. You could be, as we've been talking about, be in solitary confinement in a prison, just eating some gruel, bread or water, or even the regulatory porridge. You could be lunching alone because you're a murderer. The reason isn't important. As long as you get in touch with us, you could engage in idle, slightly awkward chit-chat. That's the point of the Lonely Lunch Club, where we play the role of your virtual friend and colleague, able to chit and chat about this and that. Get in touch, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk is the specific email address for it, and we will call you back. Someone who's been in touch is called Peter. He's on the telephone. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you, more importantly?
I'm okay. I'd just like to say congratulations on being the 34th most listened to station in the UK.
Thank you very much.
Just behind the ISIS recruiting station and the emergency test signal.
That's right. And we're proud of it. Proud of it, Peter, I can tell you that. And that's, I mean, it's not too bad. You think of all the advertising slash marketing slash word of mouth publicity that ISIS have had, right? And we're pretty much with them in terms of popularity. So
absolutely.
So I don't think that's bad at all. Anyway, enough about us, and more about you. Where are you, Pete, and what do you do?
I'm sitting on a yacht in international waters, and I'm a commodities trader.
Of course you are. Good. And what sort of commodities do you trade? Is it yachts?
No, I mean, to put it as delicately as I can, I trade in men's emissions, kind of ejaculate.
Oh, I see, right, okay, so in terms of, so it's basically sperm banking.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a growing industry. Because, you know, all the people that work in banking are... Anyway, so, How long have you been working in this industry?
About 20 years. We pick the most suitable men and sell them to the highest bidders, a kind of astronauts, sportsmen, even radio DJs.
Right. So if I was to get involved in this, I mean, how much could I expect?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're smart, funny, thin and tall, they will want you. I mean, does that sound like you, John?
No, it doesn't.
Moving on. I'm not fat. Anyway, so in terms of your reason you're launching alone, I mean, you're on a yacht on your own. You have no crew on your yacht. I mean, what's the...
I should say I'm technically not alone. I have Friday, who serves me. But one cannot class staff as people, can we?
Well, no, quite. Does he bring you your lunch, or do you... I mean, what's his role?
He brings me my lunch, and he moves my limbs to let me eat it.
Right, good. Fine. So he would put it in front of you, help you grip the lunch, and then raise the lunch to your evil banking mouth.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're good. Right, fine. As long as we're clear. Do you permanently reside offshore in the yacht?
Yes, well, one has to if you're trading in semen, because certain countries aren't allowed to buy that.
No, I suppose not. And also, of course, you will find semen on a ship. That's where they live and work.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Now, look, you know we can idly chit and chat about whatever you like, so I wonder what subjects you'd like to talk about first as we induct you into the Lonely Lunch Club.
Well, I don't know if you've discussed this before. I don't usually listen to this show. I prefer the dull, monotonous tone of the emergency test signal or Steve Reich.
Yes.
But I'd like your opinion on wigs. The popularity has soared with the US election. And I think a wig like Hillary's could really suit me.
Yes, well... you're an expert in trading. I wonder, it's a growing area, I suppose, as well, quite literally, given that some wigs are made of real hair. I mean, my opinion of wigs in general, I think, is that if you can tell it's a wig, then that's when people should wear them, because it's funny to the rest of us.
Okay, absolutely. Or a toupee, perhaps. I mean, fortunately, they're coming along really well with stem cells, and hopefully we can do away with them eventually. But I think in the meantime, I will get myself a rather beautiful ginger one.
Yes. Well, I mean, it's a. Oh, no, it's not a popular colour. Oh. Anyway, well, wigs, hair, generally, Trump, Hillary, I suppose. I mean, if an American election is to be fought upon anything, then should it be hair? I mean, has there been a long history of American presidents with interesting hair? I mean, JFK's wasn't interesting at first, but then it had all that blood in it, so I suppose you could argue that...
And he wore a beautiful merkin.
Well, very famously, of course. Now, I'm right in thinking, and he is dead, so I can say what I like about him without fear of legal redress. I think John F. Kennedy had many affairs while in office and not in office, and I think I'm right in saying that he did collect the, let's say, souvenir hair of the ladies he had affairs with and had them made into a range of presidential merkins.
Yes, I think I'd heard that as well, John.
Yes, good. And, of course, President Clinton famously...
he was saving other kinds of deposits.
Yes. Well, which brings us neatly back to your job, of course.
Yeah.
And, I mean, with that, again, this is a family show. It's lunchtime. Let's be careful. But I just wonder, in terms of... the future of your sperm banking industry, whether or not you'd encourage any former president, current president or future president, such as Hillary Clinton, to on a dress, and thus you could harvest it. I mean, is this something you'd like to see written into the Constitution?
I wouldn't be against it, if I'm honest. I think there's better ways to store the... offending article, as it were.
Yes.
But, no, I mean, if that's the best you can do, keep it on a dress, send it in to us.
Yeah, well, I mean, would you like the whole dress sort of packaged, or is one... would one have to get it off the dress?
You can send us the dress. We'll remove it from the dress. I'll let Friday have it afterwards.
Yes. Good. And, anything else you'd like to chat... chat about?
I could tell you that I'm eating Ortolan for my lunch.
Of course, my apologies. I should have asked what you were having for lunch.
I thought so.
Yes. So it's what?
Ortolan. It's a tiny little songbird. It makes an absolutely beautiful noise and an even more beautiful supper.
You're right. And did you... As you're cooking an ortolan, does it tweet?
Well, I wouldn't really know that, John. That's for the servants to decide. But I'd imagine it would. You kind of... you drown it in brandy and you hide your shame under a napkin as you eat it.
How big is the bird?
It fits in the palm of your hand.
Yes. And like pasta, is it heavier when cooked?
Yes.
Yes, well, that's good. Yes. And where would... If one wanted to... eat.
Well, it's completely illegal. That's why part of the reason for being on international waters. We lure them in, and we can have as many as we like.
Yeah, well, I know. I've read about the trade. We know very well that you can train seagulls to catch ortolan, and they will almost tether it to themselves, and fly it back to their owners, like homing seagulls. No, I've read about that. That's a nasty trait. I mean, do you not feel dirty, given that everything you do is abhorrent?
But all the best things in life, you should feel dirty, John. It's much more fun that way. When you're getting up to kind of shenanigans, shall we say?
Yeah.
It's better. You should try it, John. I mean, we don't fully know yet. The tabloids haven't come out of what you got up to in the jungle, but... No, you know yourself. Dirtiness is to be applauded.
And with that, we'll leave this. Thank you very much. That's Peter. He's on a yacht eating a rare, endangered, and illegal small bird. All paid for by sperm banking, offshore sperm banking, which, of course, is a growing industry. But we make no judgments in the Tupperware Hall of Despair, and he, like you, whatever you do and whatever you're eating alone, are very welcome to join us. Get in touch, lonelylunch at talkradio.co.uk. Now, it's Some Request Friday.
Yes!
And on a Friday, what we do, if you're a regular listener, you will know this, is I encourage you to make a request or dedication for Some Request Friday, because if you've got a favourite speech or talk, then why not let us know what it is and why you want it played. Is it a wedding anniversary? And you might want to hear, well, we're just talking about John F. Kennedy, weren't we, with that collection of presidential merkins that he made. And if you... maybe you want to hear one of his speeches because you got married to it. Whatever the reason. It's like Radio 2 on a Friday. Do all request Friday. Simon Mayo will play your song for some reason. We can't play a song. We're a talk radio station. So we have to... work with what we've got. So it's speeches and talks for requests and dedications. You can get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Hi, John. This has already come in. Love the show, Steve. May I say what a pleasure it is to have you back on Talk Radio. I was off 3 weeks. Please, could you play me John Ronson's TED Talk on strange answers to the psychopath test? It's a speech that always reminds me of my heady days as an oil rigger back in August of 2012. Well, that's coming from Graham. And Graham, very pleased, of course. So you're our first one today. But the lines are open for Some Request Friday. So for you, Graham, to remind you of when you were an oil rigger, here's John Ronson's TED Talk for Some Request Friday.
The story starts. I was at a friend's house and she had on her shelf a copy of the DSM manual, which is the Manual of Mental Disorders. It lists every known mental disorder. And it used to be back in the 50s a very slim pamphlet, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and now it's 886 pages long and it lists currently 374 mental disorders. So I was leafing through it, wondering if I had any mental disorders, and it turns out I've got 12. I've got generalised anxiety disorder, which is a given. I've got nightmare disorder, which is categorised if you have recurrent dreams of being pursued or declared a failure. And all my dreams involve people chasing me down the street going, "You're a failure." I've got parent-child relational problems, which I blame my parents for. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm kidding! And I've got malingering. And I think it's actually quite rare to have both malingering and generalised anxiety disorder, because malingering tends to make me feel very anxious. Anyway, I was looking through this...
Oh, there it was. That's clearly all we had time for. So that was John Ronson's, part of John Ronson's TED Talk for Graham, who wanted to hear it for part of Some Request Friday. So as I say, if you want to get your requests in, make it quick. There's a lot coming in, so we got a lot to get through. If you want a request on Some Request Friday, here's the email address.
There isn't an email.
What?
Lonely Lunch.
Oh, no.
Radio.co.uk.
No. Here's the text number.
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like, and then the request you want to hear. It's time. It's nearly time
headline
for the new. I know, which means this, doesn't it? It means we've got to. We've got to find a winner for Headline Hijack, someone who's got their made-up news story in the news that will masquerade as truth next on Talk Radio. Before we do, though, we've just got a very last-minute one to come in here. Cornelius, you've got that?
Yes. Talk Radio presenter Julia Hartley-Brewer has announced that she is going to open a college for anger management. Having suffered with anger issues herself, she said that she is more than capable at teaching people to correctly vent their anger by going absolutely postal in the production office this morning.
Thank you very much.
That's from Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew. Thanks for sending that in. So, give me a name. Who has won today's Headline Hijack?
I didn't write it down. Let's have a look. Can you remember?
It was Surrender Dorothy.
Surrender Dorothy.
Surrender Dorothy on Twitter has won today's Headline Hijack. It will be in the news, which is next. And then we meet Robert, who will be reviewing films as part of Work Experience Punditry. Oh, yeah. Yeah. In your face, Steve Wright.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
The high life. Fast cars. Superstardom. Get a taste of the action when you join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month. Because the big time is back in US hit Ballers, exclusively on Sky Atlantic. And you'll also get a brand new free 32-inch LG TV. But you'll have to be fast. Offer ends Thursday. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. Take our CR-V Black Edition. From its active cornering headlights that turn with the wheel to its smart keyless entry that unlocks the door when you're close, nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our CR-V Black Edition. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
Okay, so just before your next morning commute, I'd like you to try something. Leave that smartphone in your pocket and grab a Metro. Because deep down, you know that you can do better than updating your apps. Rearranging your contacts. Or lining up three red sweets so they go pop.
Sweet.
You've got all day at work for that. The commute is for Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
It is, yes. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. If you're just joining us, 2 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, rapist photographer is jailed, deadly blasts in Thailand, and Virgin Train staff reveal strike dates.
Talk Radio.
Police think there are more victims of a Bristol photographer who's been jailed for 11 and a half years for luring two men to his home, drugging and then raping them. He offered them a free photo shoot after identifying them through social media posts. Here's DC Stacey Matthews.
We believe there are possibly other victims across the UK, and we would ask anybody who's had any contact with him at all to come forward. make contact with us, and if anybody believes they are a victim of his, then we will support and believe them.
Two Turkish smugglers have been jailed after being caught off the coast of Scotland with what's thought to be the biggest single cocaine haul ever recovered at sea in Europe. Tanya Snuggs reports for Talk Radio.
They were stopped by the Royal Navy and Border Force around 100 miles off the coast of Aberdeen last year. Glasgow High Court heard search teams found 3 tonnes of cocaine worth £500 million on their boat. The drugs were hidden in a specially adapted secret compartment. The pair were jailed for a total of 42 years.
A series of bomb blasts in tourist resorts in Thailand have killed 4 people and injured more than 30 others. The British Embassy has updated its travel advice, warning holidaymakers in the country to be extremely cautious. A man who killed his baby son by shaking him has been jailed for more than 7 years. The judge said 34-year-old David Sinclair from East Kilbride suffered a momentary loss of control, with catastrophic consequences resulting in the death of 6-month-old Joshua. Workers on Virgin Trains East Coast have announced three 24-hour walkouts this month, including Bank Holiday Monday.
That's right. No, when this goes out on radio, we'll just edit this bit out.
You're kind to say that, but it's happening. It's going out right now, isn't it? Yeah. Members of the RMT union are taking strike action in a row over jobs, working conditions and safety. The other dates are the 19th and 26th of August. There are calls
for... What was the other one?
So, Bank Holiday Monday.
Which is the...
I think it's the
29th, yeah.
The 19th and 26th
of August. Oh, we're fine. This programme's coming from Edinburgh on the 22nd. So we're fine, everybody.
Good. Can I carry on with the news?
Yep.
There are calls for illegal tattooists to receive harsher punishments, as it's claimed they're putting customers, including children, at risk of catching HIV. The local government association, which represents councils in England and Wales, says some don't sterilise their studios, which are often based at their homes. Jay is a tattooist from East London.
Research your artist, look at old work that they've done, look at their portfolio, check that the environment that they're working is clean. Don't go to a house, go to a shop. Don't get a tattoo anywhere but a shop.
And Robert De Niro will receive a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Sarajevo Film Festival tonight. He'll open the event by presenting a restored version of his 1976 classic Taxi Driver. 223 films are expected to be viewed by 100,000 guests at the week-long festival.
What did that man say from the tattoo place?
Do you want to hear it again?
Yes.
Research your artist, look at old work that they've done, look at their portfolio, check that the environment that they're working is in clean. Don't go to a house, go to a shop. Don't get a tattoo anywhere but a shop.
Right, you said don't get tattooed anywhere but a shop.
Mm.
What if I want one on my arm?
That's not what he means, John.
Well, he should be clear. That's part of the
problem. He meant a tattoo shop.
That's part of... Well, he didn't say that. It's just not clear, is it? Also, you said about it's a problem with children. Children can't get tattoos.
Yes, but part of this story is that some illegal tattooists are...
Will do children?
Yeah, they're not... They
so
don't
who
care
would
if they're under
a child?
18. It might be teenagers going on their own accord.
Well,
they're technically children.
Yes, they are. Do you want to do the weather?
Yeah.
Hi.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A bright and dry afternoon with
You've
lots of
tattoos,
sunny
You've got tattoos, haven't you?
Yes, John.
How many again?
3.
Where are they?
One's on my ankle, one's on my ribs, and one is behind my ear.
On your ribs? What, so they had to open you up?
On the skin. Which?
On your rib skin.
Yeah.
That sounds like
bad.
A condom, doesn't it?
Yeah. The best of the sunshine will be in the east, highs of 25 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. It's 2:05.
Sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Just the one wicket for England on the second morning of the fourth test at the Oval, though there should have been several more. Alex Hales, Jimmy Anderson and Stephen Finn all dropped catches in a deeply frustrating session. Pakistan have moved on to 105 for 2 after lunch. They trail England by 223 runs. Manchester United's world record signing Paul Pogba will miss the season opener against Bournemouth. The FA have given him a one-match ban because of the number of bookings he accumulated in the Copper attack. Italia with Juventus last season.
God.
Meanwhile, Man United forward Adnan Januzaj has moved to Sunderland on a season-long loan. Finally, Team GB pair Jessica Ennis-Hill and Katarina Johnson-Thompson have begun their heptathlon campaign in Rio.
This is Ben with the sport,
competing in the heats of the 100-metre hurdles. Later today, Roe is Heather Stanning and Helen Glover go in the final of the women's pair, and Sir Bradley Wiggins goes for a British Olympic record 8th medal this evening in the team pursuit. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, NASA has released a statement warning there's a 30% chance that the Perseid meteor shower could hit Earth. It's advising anyone who goes outside after dark to wear a hat.
Well read. Thanks, Victoria, for the news there. Some of it, at least. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now me and Tim Smith back for Factoids. What you got, Tim?
The average adult human body contains 15 car airbags, 27 pounds of clay and 97 pounds of jars and pots. Where does it all go?
Don't know. Some of it we expel. More money is spent on women than any other hobby.
In Middle English, people kept coins in swans, and over time, this practice led to the modern piggy bank. I'm not sure I believe a word of that.
No, it's interesting, though. Yeah. In the horse world, Robert Redford decides when and where the herd will go.
Good, isn't that?
That's fantastic.
Kidneys filter around 500 gallons of blood at around 200 miles per hour every day.
On average, you breathe 23,000 text messages a day.
The heaviest bird in the world that can fly is the pig.
Can't fly very much, can it?
Yeah, it can.
Can it?
Yeah, because it'll fly south for winter, won't it?
Do they?
Yeah, I think you'll find it. It takes a while to get up there, but once it's up there, it's got big wings, it can float. Break your arm, mate.
I'm the horse whisperer. Factoids.
Welcome along to you. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio in the afternoon, specifically Friday one. I am John Holmes, and it's time for Work Experience Punditry. If you haven't heard this before, it's where we get a work experience to try their arm. Other limbs are available at reviewing things. Of course, we do TV, we do music, we do geeky, gadgety stuff, hipster nonsense. On Friday, it's film. Robert's back. Hello, Robert.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, yes. And you're here, as I say, for two reasons. One, to review the film for us, but also to test Talk Radio's relaxed attitude to employment law, because we don't have to pay you.
Very relaxed. Mm. Yeah. Frustratingly relaxed.
Isn't it, though?
Yes.
So, what do you have for us, film-wise, this weekend?
A couple good ones. To start off with, we've got Suicide Squad, which is out recently. So, Suicide Squad, or as I'm going to be referring to it now on, as the Avengers Club Remix. It's one of the most hotly anticipated releases of the summer. All-star cast, including Will Smith, Margot Robbie, and Jared Leto. They play the baddest of the bad in the DC comic universe. And following an attack on Midway City, these baddies are banded together to fight for the good guys.
Injection you got. It's a nanite explosive. It's the size of a rice grain, but as powerful as a hand grenade. You disobey me, you die. You try to escape, you die. You otherwise irritate or vex me, and guess what? You die.
I'm known to be quite vexing. I'm just forewarning you.
Lady, shut up! This is the deal. You're going somewhere very bad to do something that'll get you killed. But until that happens, you're my problem. Mm.
So was that like a pep talk?
Yeah, that was pep talk.
Grab what you need for a fight. We're wheels up in 10.
You might want to work on your team motivation thing. You heard of Phil Jackson?
Yeah.
He's like the gold standard. Okay? Study.
There it is, a clip from Suicide Squad. So what's it like?
Well, it's a bit of a mixed bag, if I'm being honest. So I said before, I referred to it as the Avengers Club Remix, and that's because there's so much bling and hip-hop and neon and scantily clad women. It's like one big long rap video.
Yeah.
It's very odd. It's not what I expected at all. So Jared Leto is actually pretty good as the Joker, but a lot of people complaining he doesn't really get any screen time, and they dress him up in such a way that he doesn't look like the world's best criminal. He just looks like a club promoter. And it's like, and that's kind of the whole problem with the film. Like, there's a lot of good stuff there. There's these really good characters, but they're all dressed up in such a fashion and given such flat, rubbish, cringy lines that, I don't know, I just kind of left it thinking, such a wasted opportunity.
Yeah, so in terms of the cast, because as you say, there's Will Smith, isn't mm-hmm. there? There's Jared Leto and Margot Robbie and stuff. I mean, they all given sort of enough screen time? Because that's a pretty big name bunch of people. If they go and see the film and they're not in it much, are going to be pretty annoyed about it afterwards.
It's only really Jared Leto that's kept out of the limelight. It's mainly Margot Robbie and Will Smith get loads of time too, and Margot Robbie really good as well. Will Smith's character is just really rubbish because he's like, I'm a bad guy, but then every 2 minutes he's like, oh, but I got a daughter. And it just gets really old really quickly.
So they're supposed to be the baddest of the bad, right? Mm. So who are the characters? We've got the Joker.
We've got Harley Quinn, who is his girlfriend, Margot Robbie. We've got Deadshot, and that's Will Smith. And we've also got
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yeah. And we've also got, I can't even remember his name, but there's an Australian bloke who's one superpower, and this isn't an exaggeration. He's just got a boomerang and, like, a can of beer with him all the time.
Doesn't make you a bad guy.
It doesn't make you
a bad guy. I mean, that doesn't make you a bad guy. Just because you carry a boomerang and have a beer, that makes you Australian. Oh, no, then you are a bad guy. Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Because they're all criminals, aren't they? Because they're descended from, yeah, third point stands. Yeah,
I think that's what they were going for. It's just a bit.
Why are they called Suicide Squad?
Because you might have heard in that clip there that they have this thing around their around their neck, which is a timer to mean that if they try and run away, if they try and you know, do what they want to do, then the neck will explode. So they know what they're doing. They'd be committing suicide if they did that.
Oh, I see.
So I guess that's kind of the thing. But it's also, you know, it's just a term to make them kind of sound edgy and bad.
It's like it's not a bad idea, that, is it? I mean, there have been films with that in before, of course. There was a famous film called Wedlock with Rutger Hauer, I think, back in the 80s, where the concept was a thing that blew your neck up if you over... And there was, I think, with Christopher Lambert, was it Fortress? Where it was a prison, future prison type thing. Anyway, so it's not a device that's been used, literally a device that's been used before in these kind of films. And but I wonder if that should become a reality now. I'm just putting that out there. We've been talking a lot about prisons this morning, and whether or not, you know, blowing people's heads up if they're bad isn't what's wrong with that.
Well, I don't know what Will Smith has done to annoy Hollywood, but this is the second time he's had one of those things on. Because if you remember in Wild Wild West, he's got this magnetic thing where if he tries to run away, he gets his head chopped off.
Wiki wah wah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wiki wah wah. That was the song that went with the Wild Wild West.
I haven't seen it.
It was absolutely terrible, that film.
Jim West.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Did he make salmon? Anyway, so and that was his crime, because you can't, you know, it's fishing and it's tuna.
EU regulation,
yeah, exactly.
Fishing,
and he broke them. He overfished, so he had to
should have just waited.
Exploding collar around his neck, and that's what you get.
Yeah,
thank God we left Europe, because otherwise that would be everyone. So, did you enjoy it overall or not? Is it worth it? Come on.
Nah, like I probably wasn't going to enjoy it going into it. I tried to.
Did you take attitude?
I did a bit. Like, I don't want to sound sniffy or whatever. I like superhero films. I like the Marvel films. But this was just a bit pants. But go and see it if you really think you're going to enjoy it.
I mean, it's good advice.
I realise that didn't make any sense. But and it's pretty much the opposite of doing criticism. But I thought it was pants.
Yeah. All right. So, well, it's got some good reviews, though, saying that. I've seen some, you know, four-star things. But that's, I guess it's what you, you know... I mean, I know nothing about superhero films particularly, and I've seen some, not others. I don't follow the timelines. I get confused. I thought Deadpool was amazing, even though, you know, I didn't really understand the universe it was in.
Deadpool is what this film should have been more like. I mean, Deadpool had an 18 certificate. This only had a 15, so it could only go just... It could only be, like, a little bit bad, whereas Deadpool kind of went the whole hog.
Yeah.
And that's why that was good.
Right. Okay. So, apps in cinemas now. What are we going to talk about next?
The next film, Maggie's Plan. Should we talk about that now?
Maggie's Plan. Well, let's hear a clip of it first, and then what we'll do, we'll talk about it after the adverts that we're contractually obliged to take.
Okay.
We'll have the clip. We'll listen to the clip of Maggie's Plan, and then we'll talk about the film afterwards.
Can I join you?
Sure.
I knew this Masai from Tanzania, you know, he was here to run in the marathon. And took everything about New York City in complete stride. You know, nothing fazed him until he saw a grown man following his dog and picking up his shit. He started laughing so hard he wept.
I suppose that custom could seem strange, like, out of context.
What was that?
I overheard your conversation about how like is a language prophylactic.
Ah, yeah.
What is fictocritical anthropology anyway?
Well, it is a way of writing about anthropology that blends ethnographic observation, storytelling, and like theory. Do we have to walk in a circle or can we walk around the park?
We can walk.
I like the way in there that she said something sounded strange out of context, which that certainly did, because I have no idea what was going on. But I guess that's the point. Very briefly, before we discuss what it was like, what is it about?
Oh, so it is about... So Maggie, played by Greta Gerwig, she's this successful New York busybody, and she's got everything in control under her life. And that's kind of... It's an exploration of about, you know, how she's trying to control everything, even when it comes to trying to get her current husband back together with his old wife. That's basically it.
Okay, fine. Right, we'll talk about what the hell it's like. I think it could benefit from more exploding neck collars. That's my first thought. But we'll do that next. You're listening to Talk Radio, and Rob's here with the work experience punditry today film. We'll pick up on that next.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on a 25-kilogram bag of Thistle Bonding Coat Plaster for only £5.75 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Sit back, take a deep breath, and relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years with a fixed rate mortgage from your local post office. Apply today in branch, online, or over the phone and feel your worries melt away. Post office money. Mortgages sorted. Post office money mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Well, in Nottinghamshire, the M1 southbound at junction 26, still very slow there, with congestion back to junction 27. It is due to an earlier accident. All lanes have reopened, but still some queues along that stretch. In Berkshire as well, the M4, we've got a queue in traffic due to an accident. It is on the hard shoulder, though, on the M4 westbound before junction 14. M62 Greater Manchester, it's slow due to an accident going westbound between junctions 12 and 11.
The B&Q clearance is almost over, so they've got final reductions across the whole store. From outdoor and garden to home and even kitchens. The whole lot. Better get a move on, though. Once they're gone, they're really gone.
Hurry to the B&Q Summer Bonanza this weekend and let's create more for even less. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Weekday mornings from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And good afternoon to you. If you're just joining us, 20 past two, Robert's here with Work Experience Punditry. And it's Friday, so we're talking about films. So Work Experience Punditry is there to road test the next generation of broadcasters, critics and pundits with the added advantage that their work experience, so we don't have to pay them. We've already talked about Suicide Squad not being that good. We're now on to Maggie's Plan. Before the break, you heard a clip of it. I have no idea what was going on. And I'll be honest, when Robert explained it, I sort of drifted off and wasn't listening. Explain it again.
Oh, well, so basically, I mean, it is as far as you can get from Suicide Squad. So just try and picture in your mind something like Annie Hall. It's kind of, we're working in that kind of framework. Greta Gerwig.
Do you know, I've never got on with Woody Allen.
Really?
I can't.
Well, that's why you drifted off then.
It is.
Because it's basically a Woody Allen film. That's why you heard it and you're thinking, no, no.
Yeah, I've never, I just don't, it's, that. People have tried, said to me, no, of course watch Manhattan or Annie Hall or whatever. Yeah. And I've tried. I've tried on planes where I'm like a captive audience.
Yeah.
And still I can't do it. I have to switch it off. I just don't get it.
But you've got to say that you like them to sound cool, though. That, I mean, that's for me. But I actually do like them.
I'm happy to stand up and say, no, I may be uncool, but I don't care because I do not have to watch a Woody Allen film.
I respect that.
Yeah,
respect
thank you very that. Much, yeah.
Okay, so, well, basically it is... you know, that kind of a tone. The main woman, Maggie, she's this upper crust New York academic, and she's trying to busybody everybody's life. And the whole crux of the film is she gets together with Ethan Hawke, and then they live together, they have a baby, and then after a while she starts to think that Ethan Hawke was better off with his ex-wife, and so she tries to get them back together. And it's this kind of comedy of manners, screwball, you know, witty dialogue. As I said, Woody Allen, but, you know, it's not going to impress you.
No, it literally doesn't.
Oh, it's a shame. Well, I absolutely love the film, though. It's got, like, all my favourite actors, really tight dialogue. The whole thing is basically taking the mick out of New York and, you know, these kind of beardy Whole Food types. You know, we've got an artisan pickle salesman, a Danish anthropologist, and as you might have heard in the clip, we've got a bad boy of fictocritical anthropology.
Yes.
So, just kind of nonsense.
Yeah, well, it's... I mean, that scene is there, you know, as a target now, and I think that's absolutely legitimate. But why is it couched in the... I suppose it's quite an interesting setup, but in what way do they use the umbrella of the story of her trying to get her husband to go back with his ex and attack all these sort of hipster targets?
Well, basically... They're kind of setting up that Maggie's plan is, you know, her life is her plan. She doesn't leave anything up to chance. She's one of these people that's too dedicated and careerist and trying to impress everybody. And that all the characters that you meet in the film, Bill Hader plays the only really likable character. And that's because he's just willing to accept that he's not the smartest guy in the room and that you've got to leave things up to chance. Whereas everybody else is trying to get published. They're trying to get people together who shouldn't be together.
They're trying to make artisan pickle.
Trying to make artisan pickles. Who needs them? And
what is an artisan pickle? Do we get an explanation of that?
I don't really know. I mean, an artisan pickle seems to be a pickle, but it seems to be like a jar of pickles, but it's artisan because the guy who's selling them has a beard and top hat and a bow tie.
Yeah.
So
it could just
artisan?
As easily be a bohemian pickle.
It's kind of a bohemian pickle, but it's like... more annoying, I guess.
Yeah, good, yeah. Yeah, annoying pickle.
Very annoying.
Annoying bread and annoying craft beer. It's a whole industry now.
Yeah, I mean, the pickles are probably like $10 for two pickles.
Just because.
Just because.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Would you rather spend, I mean, not you, because we already understand, but would I be better off spending my coin on artisan pickle or on going to see this film?
See, I don't know. I'm just going to say go for the film because I don't even know where you get artisan pickles from.
No.
And this has more substance to it than pickles.
I think they should put that on the poster.
I wish they would.
Maggie's Plan. More substance to it than pickles. Talk radio. Hey, Maggie's Plan producers, you're going to have that. What have we got? What have we got next? DVD of the week, is it?
DVD of the week is Midnight Special, sci-fi thriller starring Michael Shannon and Kirsten Dunst, and directed very, very well by Jeff Nichols. It starts out with one of the best openings I think I've ever seen, like up there with Drive or something like that.
Okay.
It's an intense opening. And without giving too much away, other than the fact that the main character in it, Alton Sterling, he's a boy who's been kidnapped from a religious cult. And not much is known about him, other than there's something very special about him. And he's caught the interest of the United States government.
And I think we have a clip of Midnight Special. if Chloe can find it. Bear with us while Chloe tries to find it.
What do you know about Altenmeyer?
You would have fits.
Things would break. Cars would shut down, that kind of thing.
Others have described seeing things. Did he show you things? Yes. What kinds of things? I wouldn't know where to start.
We need to know where he is.
You all have no clue what you're dealing with, do you?
The reason, of course, Chloe couldn't find that clip initially, right? I'll be honest. You know, I said that whenever anyone mentions Woody Allen or films like that, I drift off.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I speak, Chloe drifts off.
Ah.
That's sort of what... That's just what I have to deal with. She's there pressing the buttons to fire the things, but whenever I speak, Chloe just sort of... And then she doesn't really listen. So. Mm. Which I understand. It's fine. Wait, but that was why it was a little late coming in, just to explain that for you.
So I don't want to be rude, but she's getting paid and I'm not.
Yeah, well, yeah, good point, Robert, actually, yeah.
Good luck going back out there.
I take it this will be my last week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go out with a bang.
So she's not offering you that. So in terms of... because this came out of the cinemas, I think we talked about it at the time, What's it like?
It's very, very good. You might have been able to tell from the summary there and kind of from that trailer we got. There's a weird E.T. Iron Giant vibe going on where you've got a film about people on the run where they're protecting somebody from the government.
Yeah.
I think Stranger Things, that Netflix series, I haven't seen it, but I think that's kind of going on the same vibe as well.
We were talking about that yesterday, actually, Stranger Things, which I am watching. Mm. And it is excellent. And that feels... I haven't seen it in that special, but from what I know of it mm-hmm. and what you've said about it, it does feel like a similar thing. And it's kind of a zeitgeist thing that's happening at the moment. That kind
yeah,
of feels to...
I think that... From that clip, we kind of heard a bit of the bassy music, and I've heard the Stranger Things soundtrack.
Yeah.
It's kind of a similar
thing. It's very John Carpenter,
exactly.
Kind of, you know, and it's got that very sort of Steven Spielberg, not family units, but sort of community units feel about it. Like, it's got a very E.T. sort of thing.
Well, that is almost exactly the same thing that's going on here, except it's much more of a... The stakes are higher. It's more of a thriller than, you know, talking about a family. There's a lot of car chases, a lot of shootouts.
Yeah.
But it's not really blockbustery. It's quite an indie film. It's, you know, not the biggest budget. And so one of the problems is that when it does try and be blockbustery at the end, when there's the big reveal and they've got to use all the special effects, it kind of left me a bit lukewarm. It's a bit like, I don't know, a bit of a waste. But overall, from the beginning straight through to just before the end, yeah. It is really, really good.
Any exploding head collars like in Suicide Squad?
No.
That's a shame. Also, any Woody Allen film would be improved by those, by the way. I was thinking about that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from Annie Hall to... name another Woody Allen film.
Manhattan.
That. See? Exploding head collars. There. So, Robert, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, I'll say, yeah, come back next week, but just avoid Chloe on the way out. Cause
yeah, I'm going to keep my head down.
Yeah, probably won't. Good, right, that was Work Experience Punditry. That was film. Still to come on the programme, Graham Swan, the cricketer. Graham Swan will be joining us to talk about something or other, I don't know. But I guess he's plugging something crickety. That's my guess. That'll be happening. Also, today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. People tested for their knowledge on and of Talkset, Breakfast, Radio Produce Programme, Paul Ross. That's in Paul Rossmaster, so that's coming as well. There'll also be the news in haikus, and we'll go onto the streets to find out what the people think. It's 2:31. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A photographer who used his business as a cover to drug and rape men at his home has been jailed for 11 and a half years. Nigel Wilkinson admitted attacking two men, although detectives believe there could be more victims. Detective Constable Stacey Matthews said he'd trawled through Instagram for men.
He would then contact people who he had an interest to photograph, invite them to Bristol, and he would then take pictures of them before socialising with them.
Two Turkish men have been jailed for a total of 42 years after being caught with a record amount of cocaine off the coast of Aberdeen last year. It's thought to be the biggest single haul of the drug ever recovered at sea in Europe. The Foreign Office is advising against all but essential travel to part of Thailand after a series of explosions killed four people and injured dozens of others. Authorities in the country say they're stepping up security in tourist areas in response to the blasts. Tens of thousands of Labour members will find out this afternoon whether they'll be able to vote in the upcoming leadership election. The Court of Appeal will decide whether to overturn a previous ruling by the High Court that said a party ban which stopped recent members from voting was unlawful. And Team GB pair Jessica Ennis-Hill and Katarina Johnson-Thompson have begun their heptathlon campaign in Rio. Both are competing in the heats of the 100 metre hurdles. The weather dry and bright this afternoon with lots of sunshine. The best of the sunny spells will be in the east. Highs of 25 degrees is more in half an hour.
What's your definition of lots?
Quite a lot. Lots.
The accuracy that people tune in for, you know. The weather there with Victoria. Graham Swan will be joining us very shortly, Victoria.
Great.
Do you know who he is?
Well, because you keep saying his name and what he does, yeah.
Fine. So he'll be joining us. As I say, there'll be Christian Williams will be playing Paul Rossmaster today. He's off of Virgin Radio, our sister station Virgin Radio's weekend breakfast show. So he'll be having his knowledge tested as to the Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross in around an hour's time. And next we'll go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. You're listening to Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross full set breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comment on the breakfast show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross full set breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then, to you. As I say, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now, if you just... I don't know what you're doing right now, of course. I can't... I mean, listen, look, right, I am obviously in here, in your radio, or inside your app. Yeah. Right, that's me scratching on the inside of the app, or the radio, if you're listening on the radio. I am in here, but I can't actually see what you're doing. But if you, wherever you are, look out from wherever you are, what can you see? That's right, a street. Some people can see a street. And if you can't see a street, go to somewhere where you can see a street. And the thing you'll notice about the street is that it's got people in it. And a lot of the time, these people think things. And we like to find out, because we're a talk radio station and we've got our finger on the pulse of the nation, we like to find out what the people think. So we send our crack team of reporters out every morning to find out, to take that pulse, to take the nation's pulse, to find out what exactly they think. And today, the question we pose to them, do they think drawing pins or meteorology?
Meteorology.
Meteorology.
Drawing pins.
Drawing pins.
Meteorology.
Drawing pins.
Drawing pins.
Meteorology.
Drawing pins.
Meteorology.
Drawing pins.
Drawing pin.
Drawing pins.
Drawing pins.
Drawing pins.
Drawing pins.
Meteorology.
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 Drawing pins.
It's meteorology.
Drawing pins.
Drawing pins.
Drawing pin.
Meteorology.
Drawing pins.
Drawing pins.
Meteorology.
Meteorology.
Drawing pins.
Meteorology.
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 Drawing pin.
Meteorology.
Meteorology. Meteorology.
Drawing pins.
Drawing pins.
Drawing pin.
Drawing pins.
Drawing pins.
Drawing pins.
Drawing pins.
Meteorology. I can't even say it.
Meteorology.
Meteorology.
And some people there who could say the word meteorology and others not. Others said drawing pins. That's what they think. That's exactly what's happening out on the streets as of this morning. But the question remains as ever, what do you think? Do you think drawing pins? Or do you think meteorology? Let us know, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word drawing pins or the word meteorology.
And as you're wondering about that, why not also wonder about the fact that it's Some Request Friday here on Talk Radio. If you'd like a request or dedication played, we can do it for you. But we can't play music like they can on Radio 2 with their All Request Friday. But we can play speeches and talks, because that's the nature of the beast. And if you'd like a request, then simply get in touch on the numbers we've said already, and I'm not repeating it because Glenn Cornelius will have to say that.
But do remember to start your message with the word talk.
John, please help. I'm listening to your programme from where I'm tied to a chair in a warehouse somewhere in South America. And my captives are demanding to hear All Saints' Teary Brits acceptance speech. It's going back a bit. Please could you dedicate it to Jose and the gang for treating me oh so very well. That's Carey listening to the show this afternoon from a chair he's tied to in a warehouse somewhere in South America. Of course we can, Carey. Absolutely. Just for you then, on your chair, captive, here is All Saints, a long time ago from the Brits.
Everybody who bought it, and it's funny how something good can come out of such a bad situation. We work so hard, and I give enough respect to everybody who gets up in the morning and knows what they want to do with their life and fights hard for what they want. Big respect to London Records, Tracy Bennett, my manager, Nettie Hooper, Cameron Mavey, Carl Gordon, KG, Michael, and everybody who bought it. Thank you very, 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 very much.
Thank you.
Thank you to all our mothers.
Thanks, Mummy.
Oh, there they are. That's All Saints, that is. At the Brits some years ago, playing that for Carey, who texted in wanting to hear it, and he's dedicating it especially to Jose and the gang, who have him tied to a chair somewhere in South America. There is captives, and they were demanding to hear that that speech. Happy to help. If you've got a request for Some Request Friday, do let us know. 8722.
Slight message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Slight message with any word you like.
And if you're thinking, why is Cornelius's voice gone unintelligible and northern? The answer to that is that he's not even in here anymore, because he's been sent to the lift. Why has he been sent to the lift? Well, that's a very good question. The reason he's been sent to the lift is because the haters gonna hate. And you know how radio stations and certainly presenters get hate mail from haters, and you know, it's fair to say I get more than most, and you know, often internally, in the internal mail from people in this building. But wherever it comes from, we know the haters gonna hate. And instead of ignoring it, what we do is take the haters' texts and tweets, the trolls, take them all from the preceding week and give them to Cornelius, who insists is called Con for short. We then put him in a lift with them where he has to read them out live from the lift in a feature we call Condescending, because it's travelling downwards through the building. That happens on a Friday. It's happening right now. Hello, Cornelius. Can you hear me?
Hello, John.
Hello.
Here I am. Yeah. I'm in the lift already.
Yes.
Now, as you remember, a few weeks ago, I worked out how to change the radio station that plays out the speakers in the lift.
Yeah.
So this is what I've chosen today.
What is it?
Crucial that it has structural integrity. How can we build women who have integrity at their core?
It's Premier Christian Radio.
Excellent.
Let's begin. This came on text. Where's Bob Mills gone? You should give John Holmes his P45. I was enjoying having comedy on the afternoon show on Talk Radio. Why did they have to replace it with this guy? Wait, John Holmes is back? I thought he'd been sacked. That came in from about 10 different people. At Green Screen Animation on Twitter says, at Talk Radio, John Holmes back after his holes. Show is still crap. Same gags, nothing new. Right load of bowl 8X. I don't know why Cornelius keeps saying that Talk Radio don't recycle. I listen to John Holmes and he recycles all his gags. Peter G, who's the head of creative and station sound here at Talk Radio and Talk Sport, told Cass in the pub before finding out who Cass was that he didn't get John's show and he didn't think it's funny.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And finally, you're all amateurs who don't care about the output of the station. That's coming from Julia.
Thank you.
Back to you, John.
Thanks very much, Cornelius, there, reading out the texts and tweets and private pub conversations of people who don't like the... He did say that to you, though, didn't he, Cass?
I'm not saying that.
He did, yeah. He did say that. Yeah, so, hi, Peter. Right, what?
I hate you all.
He doesn't like the show, it's fine.
No, I know, but, like... Come on!
I don't like his jingles.
Well, I don't like your first.
The hater's gonna hate. Hate. Despise the show for any reason at all, then or me personally, that's fine too. But then let your hate be known. 87222.
It's like message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
It's like message with any word you like.
And then put some hate in it. We'll be talking to Graham Swan, the cricketer, all being well, next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Crown, please, mate.
Food later?
Depends on this bet. I've got 11-1 on us to score in the next minute. If we do, we're quids in and it's a fancy dinner at Giovanni's. If not, the usual curry.
Come on, lads.
Bet fast with 10 bets, 1 and 5-minute fast markets.
Get in!
Lovely. Giovanni's it is then.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Please gamble responsibly.
The B&Q clearance is almost over, so they've got final reductions across the whole store. From outdoor and garden to home and even kitchens. The whole lot. Better get a move on, though. Once they're gone, they're really gone.
Hurry to the B&Q Summer Bonanza this weekend and let's create more for even less. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Do watch out around in Northamptonshire on the M1 between Junction 15 and Junction 15A. Very slow there, heavier than normal. The M5 northbound around Bristol, one lane's closed off, got slow traffic due to a broken down lorry between Junctions 15 and Junction 14. You'll also find in Nottinghamshire, the M1, due to an earlier accident, southbound at Junction 26 is looking very slow with delays back to Junction 27. I'm Poonam Verma.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yeah, Graham Swan will be joining us, the cricketer, very shortly indeed. But he should be here now, right? But what's happened is that he is he's having an interview over at Talk Sport, okay, sort of now at the same time. So, and they're next door. So we've just got to kind of sit here and wait for him, really. Kind of. But it's all right, because... You know as well as I do that the news is quite complicated. That's why we wait for him. The news is a complicated issue. We've been talking about the news all afternoon. Peter Sutcliffe, of course. The latest round of medals in the Olympics. We've been talking about many news items, but it's all very, very complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Oh, you're back from the lift. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. We can help. We explain the news every weekday afternoon by breaking it down into its component parts and making it simple to understand. And when you do that, of course, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Probably best of avoid Madeira cake right now, as it will be burnt.
The news in haikus. Graham Swan. Joined us. Good afternoon. How are you?
That was slick. That
wasn't
well done.
Though?
Well
wasn't
done.
Though?
Yes, very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. I was just saying how you were doing Talk Sport and how we were more or less having to kidnap you out of there and drag you kicking.
It's nice.
Screaming.
So I feel wanted. This is brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
been a while.
Yeah, we've all got to fill time, Graham. If I'm honest.
No, absolutely fine by me.
So how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Great.
Good, good. So I always say this. I mean, for those who don't know who you are, I'm gonna tell them who you are because
okay, be nice.
I've given it on your PR release, so it's fine.
Oh, this is okay then. I've read this. I wrote this one, so it's
yeah.
all right.
Well, yeah. I can tell. England's greatest ever spin bowler.
Yep, there
Graham
we go.
Swan, there you go. Retired from the game in 2013 after an illustrious career that sees him lie sixth on the list of England's all-time wicket takers. Is that fair?
Yes, true.
Good.
True.
Well, here's the thing, though. You're about to talk about this on stage, which is kind of why you're
yes.
here, I guess. So this is a long line of cricketers doing anecdotal tours, right?
That's right. Yeah. And I'm just jumping on the bandwagon.
Rightly so.
Blatantly.
Yeah.
And I've named it. I haven't named it. Someone else has named it Graham Swan's Great British Spin-Off, which, you know, it's plagiarism. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah,
sue me. Don't sue me. Please no. don't sue me. I'm going on tour with Henry Blofeld.
Yeah.
Starting 6th of September, I think, in Southend.
Yeah.
Working our way mainly around the South. 24th of October we finish in the Duchess Theatre in London. So yeah. Anecdotal, as you said.
Why the South? Racist.
I honestly don't know, because my family are all Northern based. I mean, yeah. Newcastle fan, yeah. Desperate to get up there. But as Henry says, my dear old thing, if it works, we can take it up north, take it to the provinces.
Sort of rehearse it down here.
Basically, yeah.
And then take
streamline
it up there.
It.
Yeah.
And then take the finished product up north. But it's still good. I mean, we sat down coming up with the content for it. And we had an absolute hoot. All the stories coming out.
Yeah.
Just Henry's lot. I haven't got anything in yet.
And he's filled 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, I mean, Henry could read the label off a tin of baked beans.
Yeah.
And it would you'd sit there in the studio. And
you should just put that to him. Just,
yeah.
You know, then you'd get all the anecdotal glory.
I'll give him War and Peace, and then I'll sit there and just count the receipts. Yeah. Thinking.
Much like doing that. I've got an anecdotal cricket thing piece for you. Right. So one of the spin-offs before your spin-off was that of Johnners.
Yes.
Of course.
Of course.
You remember Brian Johnson. I, at the time, worked as a sound engineer in a theatre where he came to do his An Evening with Johnners.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was asked by the tour manager, who basically said to me, can you just record tonight's show? right? And I as a miserable grumpy sound engineer, went, no, don't be ridiculous. I'm not doing that. And then he said, all right. And then he gave me a tenner and just said, what are you doing the sound tonight? Just run a tape across it. So I got an old, this is how long ago it was, a cassette.
TDK cassette, yeah.
Chucked it in the machine, press record, let it run for the entire show. Manager came afterwards, we got that tape. And he told me that it was for John as his wife because she was too ill to come and see him live, so she liked to listen to it. Right, fine. About 6 months later, it went to number one in the charts.
Right. Without any credit.
Without any credit to my hard work of pressing record on a cassette.
Well, I think you've got a case. Where there's blame, there's a claim. There must be an ambulance chasing law firm out there who will take that one on, because they'll take everything else on.
Unbelievable.
You'll get a phone call soon. I believe you recorded something 20 years ago and never got the credit for it. Is that right, sir?
Yeah.
I'll look out for it.
You do. You'll get one. Everyone gets it. But what I'm saying is, if you need someone to run a cassette across it, I'm your
brilliant. And we can pull the wool over your eyes and make a mint out of it.
Because I'm such an idiot. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I also want to talk about your band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dr.
Comfort and the Lurid Revelations. Yeah. Exactly that. Yeah. So are you? I mean, timely because this David Brent film's out. Where it's a man wanting to be a rock star when he's not one. I mean, is this you?
It actually freaks me out a little bit because I'm a huge David Brent fan, and Jimmy Anderson used to call me Brent on tour a lot whenever I'd get the guitar out. All right, David Brent, here you are.
Good.
All right, Chuckles, thanks, mate. But yeah. It's something that I started doing with a group of mates 2007, before I got back in the England team. And so the England stuff came along, and we'd already started playing by then and doing quite well.
Yeah.
So I disappeared for months on end. The rhythm guitarist would step in to do the vocals. He could really sing. I wasn't a great singer, but I was a brilliant frontman, if that makes sense.
Yeah, how was
Think
he?
Liam Gallagher.
Okay, fine, yeah. How was he at cricket, though? How was
not bad. His dad was actually Eddie Hemmings, who was spin bowler friendly. Jim Hemmings played very good league cricket.
Oh, there you go.
And then I'd go, but I'd feel terrible because they'd go off and they'd get gigs and they'd do all this, and then I'd be available and I'd turn up and I'd just do the 12 songs that I knew.
Yeah.
Like, take all the glory and walk off. And so, you know, it's not something that's carried on particularly, but I still get asked about it all the time.
Yeah.
And I still happily admit to it being the best feeling in the world. Aside from, my wife's not listening, so aside from winning the Ashes, way better than getting married, being on stage and singing your favourite songs to everyone and them singing back, brilliant feeling.
Speaking of the Ashes, right, and I've always wondered this, right, so when you get the Ashes, when you win the Ashes, right, it's some Ashes, right, in an urn.
No.
Right.
What it is, and no one believes me, but I swear to God, my first Ashes, 2009, we're at the Oval, is still the greatest day of my life. You win the Ashes, 25,000 people, son, family up there, standing ovations, St George's Cross, and then you finally get to hold that famous little trophy, the urn. And as I lifted it up, I saw on the bottom it had a little price label with $5.99 on it. It was straight out of the Lord's shop. Because they just don't get the original one out of the...
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, and so it's there, and it's not quite the right colour, and it's varnished, and it's so cheap
and
tacky.
It's so rubbish.
It's so blatantly fake. But then when you lift it up and someone had forgotten to take the $5.99 label off the bottom, I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, no, it's good. But it's a sport, you know, you play for the national team, you know, you're lauded by many. You know, all this glory, and yet you win some burnt wood. And it doesn't seem fair given the Olympics, and they get a gold medal.
I like to think, rather than the burnt bales, I like to think it's the burnt remains of the Australian cricket team, you know, back in the 1800s when you won.
It was when it started.
You know, they burnt the opposition if you lost.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously not what happened, but it adds a bit of spice.
I think so. That's worth $5.99 if anyone's mummy.
Yeah, I think I'd have batted a lot more circumspectly had that been the case. You know, if you lose, you are burnt.
You are going to stay in a giant wicker boycott.
I'd have played far more defensive strokes.
Monkeys.
Yes,
I'm going to say monkeys to you.
Love monkeys
in hotel rooms.
Oh, wow. Where have you got this from?
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Luring monkeys into hotel rooms.
Yes, and that's
for nefarious purposes.
Nowhere as seedy as it sounds. my good Lord. I don't know where you've got this from. This is true.
Yeah.
This is my first tour back in the England team, 2007-08, in Sri Lanka. Dambulla, the place is, which is in the middle of Sri Lanka, honeymooners hotel. And I was bored stupid. I was on my own. You train in the morning, you have 8 hours to occupy for the rest of the day. But it was one of these hotels, they said, please don't feed the monkeys. And they'd swing, they'd come on your balcony, the trees were right outside, excuse me. And one day I took all the little chocolates that they leave out and I made a trail,
sorry,
from the balcony out to my pillow of these little Mars bar treats. And this baby monkey must have been about 6 months old, this tiny monkey. and on this primitive phone I had at the time, I was recording it, would just come up, still looking at me, picking up these little bits of Mars bar, and then the next one, and he ended up right on the pillow next to me, eating this bit of Mars bar, finished it, sort of gave me
a
once over, and then legged it out the door. I know. I said to him, honeymoon hotel, but he didn't come back.
Wasn't bothered. Yeah.
Wow, I'd forgotten all about that.
Well, I'm glad it was true, because otherwise I would have looked pretty stupid.
Yeah. And I can use that in the tour as well.
There you go, I'm helping out. And, you know, give me a tenner, you can have it. I mean, that's... that's fine. Also, you, am I right in this as well? You're quite, when you play...
Yes.
Ritualistic about what you do. Is that kind of
superstitious?
Where did that start?
I don't know. Well, I know where it comes from. It comes from my old man who once he had a £5 note with him at the ground. He's from the northeast, and this is in about the 50s or 60s. Not a lot of money going around, and he happened to have this £5 note, and he didn't want to leave it in the change room in case he got pinched. Put it in his back pocket of his whites and got 100.
Yeah.
So from that day forward, he had to always have.
The same fiver
in his pocket. No, it wasn't. But it turned into being a 20 quid note at some point. Obviously,
success goes to your head.
Once he moved south and got the full time job. And so from that, I mean, that was just. I am superstitious to the point where we used to play here in London. We'd stay at the Langham Hotel while we were playing at Lord's, which as the crow flies, half a mile. But one morning there was a road closed, a diversion or something that took us all the way to Euston, and then up through Camden or something. And, you know, going the back way to Lord's took us hours. And I took 5 wickets that day. So the next time we played there, you know, Jimmy Anderson used to travel with me. And I went, Jimmy, I'm sorry, mate, but we're leaving at 7:30 tomorrow. What? We've got to go that same direction. Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, yeah, you're right, though. And so we go the same way. We'd have the same playlist on. We wouldn't get out of the car until a certain song by a certain band had played.
Yeah.
All stuff like that, every game.
Well, did on that second occasion, was it an equal success?
No, but we stuck to it from then on, yeah.
I admire that.
It'd have to be a really bad day to break that cycle.
You're going to have to get a touring anecdotal tradition going as well. Will the show go well? Will it not?
Yeah. Unless the Brazilian netball team turned up, I can't go on to do a good gig. Yeah, you're right.
Listen, Graham, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Where would we find the dates?
Well, good one. I'm glad you asked me.
The internet or something?
Yes, the internet. Yeah. It's the great British spin-off. .co.uk. If you go to that, you find all the dates. Right. I know we start in Southend on the 6th of September, and we finish Duchess Theatre in London on the 24th of October. And we honestly come to nearly every single town that's not near you in between. go there, find out, come along and see us. It'll be a hoot.
Graham Swan, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much. We've left a little trail of ashes out of the door.
Thank you very much.
Follow like a little cricketing monkey, then be my guest. Thank you very much for coming in. We will be indulging ourselves in the big debate just after 3 o'clock. And also today, Christian Williams, off of our sister station Virgin Radio, has his knowledge tested. As to Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross in today's edition of Paul Ross Master, all coming between now and 4 o'clock.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The next departure from platform 4 is the delayed 7:46 sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Everyday low prices at TradePoint. Large dial sharp sand, just £1.21 a bag. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£159 per month. 0% APR representative. And we'll give you an extra £500 towards your deposit until August 14, 2016.
I'll take two.
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. 0% APR representative, £500 finance deposit allowance and £159 per month available on Yaris Design by Tone 1.335 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 24 months. £5,343 deposit conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. It is 3 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a photographer's jail for drugging and raping men. Explosions hit Thai resorts and drug deaths prompt nightclub closure.
Talk Radio.
A Bristol photographer who lured men to his home before spiking their drinks and raping them has been jailed for 11 and a half years. 43-year-old Nigel Wilkinson posed as a male fitness photographer and enticed young men to his house with the promise of a free shoot. Detective Sergeant Jenny Farman says Wilkinson was very manipulative.
On the surface, Nigel Wilkinson was a photographer with an interest in male fitness models. In private, he was a cunning sexual offender who used his photography enterprise as a cover and catalyst for his deviant activities.
Two men have been jailed for a total of more than 40 years in what's thought to be the biggest cocaine haul ever recovered in European waters. The discovery was made around 100 miles off Aberdeen in April last year. British tourists in Thailand are being warned to be extremely cautious in public places after a series of explosions in holiday resorts. At least 4 people have been killed and more than 30 others injured. Thai police have blamed the attacks on local sabotage. Dr. Evan Lawrence, who studies political violence and terrorism, has told Talk Radio there's a reason why they're not labelling it terrorism.
They don't like to use the term terrorism, of course, because it has connotations for tourism and things like that. So we have to remember that they do have an actual terrorist conflict going on in the southern part of their country. So it is very likely that it is terrorism.
The first ever review into electoral fraud has accused the government of turning a blind eye to corruption because of political correctness. The report warns people in Pakistani and Bangladeshi communities are sometimes pressured into voting a certain way. But Stuart Wilkes, the head of politics at the University of Liverpool, has told Talk Radio steps are being taken to deal with the problem.
I'm a bit concerned about the idea that a blind eye has been turned to this, because it hasn't really. I mean, people have been raising these concerns for over 10 years. And one of the things about electoral fraud is, by its very nature, it's hidden. So it can be hard to prove, it can be hard to get to the bottom of it.
The Electoral Commission says it takes the issue extremely seriously. One of London's biggest nightclubs is to temporarily close after 2 teenagers died of suspected drug overdoses in the last 9 weeks. Fabric in Farringdon says it will shut this weekend so it can work with police to investigate the deaths. And the cafe in the Calais refugee camp, which provides 200 meals a day for children, has been saved from demolition. A charity says an estimated 9,000 people live in the so-called jungle, surviving on limited food resources.
Talk Radio national weather.
Bright and dry this afternoon with lots of sunny spells. The best of the sunshine will be in the east with highs of 25 degrees.
Thanks for your time. I'll be honest, I wasn't really listening.
I could tell. You were like, faffing around.
I was faffing around with some technological gizmo thing and it doesn't work properly.
Mm.
Anyway, fine. Ben. Ben's got the sport.
Yeah.
Ben's got the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Slow progress for England's cricketers on the second afternoon of the fourth and final test at the Oval, though they have managed to take a wicket. Pakistan are 154 for 3 now. They trail England by 174 runs. Onto the football, Manchester United's world record signing Paul Pogba will miss the season opener against Bournemouth. The FA have given him a one-match ban because of the number of bookings he accumulated in the Coppa Italia with Juventus last season. Meanwhile, Manchester United forward Adnan Januzaj has moved to Sunderland on a season-long loan. Finally, Team GB's Jessica Ennis-Hill has enjoyed a strong start to the defence of her Olympic heptathlon title. The defending champion won her heat in the opening event, the 100 metres hurdles in Rio. Katarina Johnson-Thompson was second in her race. Rowers Heather Stanning and Helen Glover look to make it back-to-back golds in the women's pair shortly, and Sir Bradley Wiggins goes for a British Olympic record 8th medal this evening in the team pursuit. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. Now, still to come on the programme, of course, Paul Ross Master, in which a radio personality. I use that term loosely sometimes. Not necessarily today, though. For it is Christian Williams, out of off of our sister station Virgin Radio, who will be having his or her knowledge tested as to full set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. It's nobody's favourite radio quiz. coming shortly in about half an hour. Meanwhile time, though, it's time for the big debate. Peter Sutcliffe has one. Members of ISIS have them. Hitler famously had one. Julia Hartley Brewers was here earlier. What am I talking about? Well, of course, I'm talking about faces. And what unites those four examples of faces? Well, I shall tell you. Evil. It's a fact that every single evil person the world has ever seen, from the Emperor Caligula in ancient Rome to whoever commissioned Keith Lemon's Celebrity Juice on ITV2, has had or has a face. Can this be a coincidence? Well, in the news today, of course, we hear of the terrible bombings in Thailand, which, and I quote, is the unacceptable face of separatism. And it's this face that rears its head, the head that it is attached to time and time again. So is it time to get rid of faces altogether? Now, on one of the telephone lines, having heard me say these things, is Darren. Good afternoon, Darren.
Hello there.
Hello there. Good to talk to you, Darren. Now, are you for or against faces, Darren?
I'm absolutely for faces.
For, you think we should keep them?
Absolutely. I'm the proud owner of one myself.
Yes.
And I'm not ashamed to admit it. Even though on regular occasions, many people tell me that it's hideously ugly, even strangers in the street.
Right.
But I ignore them because it's my face. And I believe in it, absolutely.
Right. Now, is it, I mean, let's describe your face. Is it the standard sort of face deal? I mean, have you got the regulatory number of eyes, nose, / mouth, ears, etc.?
Yes, all of that's fine. It's just that I have a 6-foot tongue.
Yeah, well, that's technically, though, let's be honest, is inside your face, isn't it? That's not...
Well, no, because it's 6 foot long. It would be very difficult to put inside my face.
Oh, sorry.
So what I have to do is I wrap it around my head.
I understand. I thought you meant you rolled it up inside like a sort of a lizard.
No, that would be absurd because, you know, I would suffocate.
Yeah, no, that is a fair point.
That is the sort of thing that we tongue disadvantaged people do have to face every day.
Yes, well, and also you used the word face again there, which is interesting. I mean, now just stay there for me, Darren, because Keith's been listening to you and your 6-foot tongue, and he has no truck with it whatsoever. He's very much against faces. Am I right, Keith?
Completely against it, John. And as your lizard friend describes, those are the sort of faces we don't want in our society.
Yes.
In these day and age, I'm all for multiculturalism and, you know, these tongue people. But I think that the best way of non-discriminating is to have nobody have a face at all. Just no face. No eyes, no nose, no mouth, no ears, and certainly no hideous 6-foot tongues.
Well, hang on a minute, because he's just said his tongue's inside his face. So it is where it starts off. I mean, okay, it comes out, but if you think about what you're saying, think about the consequences. If he keeps his 6-foot tongue, and Darren, I'm sorry, I know you're still there, but allow me to, and do come in, Darren, if I get this wrong.
No, please, do go ahead. I have something to say on this, but obviously, yes, I'll...
Of course, no, okay, well, I was just saying, well, you've got your... If we didn't have a mouth, which is what Keith is saying, then your tongue would have to stay inside your head, and as you've just pointed out, you could suffocate, that would be very uncomfortable, right?
Well, no, I wouldn't. I presumably wouldn't have a tongue at all. I mean, if we didn't have a mouth.
Yes, but no. But there's no,
I'm not sure what our facelift socialist friend is proposing. I mean, what does he expect to replace a face with?
That's a good question, Keith. Keith? What are you going to replace it with? The face?
Nothing.
Nothing there at all.
Well, as you said, it might be well inside his mouth, but I think you recall a few months ago, John, we all voted out. So it's got to be outside his mouth, and that's the rule. That's what we all say. That's what the people think. And if the people want us out, it's got to be out. And if his tongue's out, we don't like it, so let's remove the face altogether. There's nothing there.
Well, once again, in a discussion, as always happens, I find myself having to say that this isn't about my tongue. This is about faces. Now, in a world without faces, I mean, what would happen to the glasses-making economy, for instance? There'd be hundreds of faceless glasses makers out of work with nothing to do.
Keith, what you're advocating, Keith, is basically unemployment.
Yes.
But how can you... And I'm sorry to use this term, but how can we face a future of unemployed spectacle makers?
Well, he started his comment by saying this wasn't about his tongue. I completely disagree. I was, I was always against faces. As you know, I'm on the anti-face lobby.
I know.
But as I heard his story, unfortunate as it is, it just solidified my thoughts that we should indeed live in a world without faces. And if it does involve job losses, well, then so be it. They can join the gravy train, as far as I'm concerned, because people on the gravy train don't need faces.
No.
Well, I didn't want to bring this up, but I have been kind of increasingly suspicious over the years, and I think there's a small group of highly trained, highly motivated people who are simply out to get me because of my tongue. And they hunt me down, they phone up, and they basically just insult me when all I have is an extra long tongue. It's not like I do anything with it other than wrap it around my head.
Yeah, and I don't see why people would find that offensive, like you, Keith. I mean, all right, Keith. Let me play the devil's advocate here. You have phoned in to a radio station because you heard it, right?
Yes, the answer is yes. Going through all the other
yes. Well, yes, but you hear any radio, and including this one, with your ears, don't you? And what are your ears attached to? The side of your face.
Well, no, I think that the sound goes inside me. It doesn't go through my ears. It actually goes through me. I'm one of those sound orifices. I'm just basically a giant orifice.
That just sounds rather disgusting. If I may say so.
You want to speak with your big Facebook.
Never have anything to say about hats, do you?
Do you have anything to say about hats, Keith?
I've got nothing to say about hats at all. And quite frankly, I just think I'm sick of you facists.
What would we call Facebook?
It would just be book, wouldn't it?
Yes, exactly.
And it would be book. And what would people talk about? They couldn't compare faces on it like they do now. They would probably have to compare their trousers or something. And I, personally, would not want to pay good money to go onto a website to compare my trousers to some strange, faceless lunatic.
I wanted to listen to this bit of music. We've got a bit of music lined up. Keith, I want you to listen to this. Eyes without a face. Right, that's Billy Idol and Eyes Without a Face. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Oh, but you want to keep the eyes, do you?
Well, I like
Billy Idol. Billy Idol wants to keep the eyes for some reason of his own.
We've got to find out where we're going. And the eyes obviously have a place. I mean, I'm not sure the eyes should go together because that's the conventional thing. You look at two eyes together, you think face. I think maybe the human body could have one eye. You know, men have one eye, why shouldn't females?
Yeah, well, no, it's, I mean, that is a fair point. And think of Cyclops. I mean, you know, he got by perfectly well, didn't he, with one eye. But where are you going to put the eye? I mean, if you don't want a face, where are you going to put the eye? Billy Idol, he's got the word eye in his name.
As you know, John, they've had some trials in Sweden, and they've put some eyes on nipples. And as I said earlier, I don't think eyes and nipples are very good because the whole stomach could look like a F word, and we don't want that. But maybe one eye in a nipple and the other in the third toe from the left.
I think
our young friend here is going ever so slightly mad. I mean, it's like Billy Idol. I mean, like all rock and rollers. I mean, he never actually thinks about the consequences of his actions, does he?
No.
I mean, he wants eyes without a face, but he never says to where to actually put them, does he? No. He just goes on and on and on.
No.
Saying eyes without a face.
Well, okay, let me play the devil's advocate again. You've got one nipple. I mean, this is. Let's go with Keith's hypothesis. You've got a nipple. You've got an eye in it now, and with the other nipple, then you don't necessarily need two eyes. That could be an ear. Your long tongue. Could come out of a nipple, couldn't it? And then it could wrap itself. You know, who amongst us wouldn't wrap a tongue around a nipple?
Disgusting.
I don't condone wrapping tongues around nipples. Not in public, and not for any longer than about 5, maybe 6 seconds.
Yeah.
Otherwise, decompression can occur.
Well, you speak from experience, I know. Do we need? Yeah. I mean, let's look at it like this, right? We're talking about a face as a whole. Getting rid of the face as a whole unit, but what about the individual components in terms of, you know, assume if we didn't have a mouth, right, we're not going to eat, are we? So you've got to put a mouth somewhere, right? Food has got to get, other types of food are available, it has to get into the stomach, doesn't it? So there's one other area of ingress, really. And
not to mention,
no one wants that in a restaurant.
We would have to talk out of somewhere else as well, which I think my opponent might actually be doing. Ha ha.
Do you want to come back on that?
No.
And there we must leave it. Please sum up the debate for us in one word. Do we or do we not still need faces in this day and age? Keith, first of all, sum up the debate in one word.
Osmosis.
Darren.
Photosynthesis.
Thank you very much. So, do we need faces in 2016? What do you think? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Winston Wolfe, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat,
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face.
Excuse me. Sorry.
And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Do watch out around the West Midlands. The M5 northbound between junctions 2, heading towards the M6 at junction 8, looking very busy at the moment. You'll also find the M6 southbound junction 10 at Wolverhampton, down to junction 7 at Great Bar. That's struggling. In Staffordshire, it's slow on the M6 northbound at junction 13. And in Nottinghamshire, we've got queues due to an earlier accident on the M1 southbound from 27 down to junction 26 at the Nottingham turnoff. I'm Poonam Verma.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's just coming up to a time, and the time has come for us to visit the world of Japanese poetry / news. We know that news is complicated. You know that the news is complicated. But we've done experiments, and we know how to make it fewer complicated. And the way to do that is to break it down into its component parts. You know it's complicated, of course.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, that's where this helps, isn't it? Because it's the it's Japanese poetry versus the news. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Thank you.
Obama set up. ISIS, says Trump, who created the KKK.
The news in haikus.
Okay, then it's Friday afternoon, and what happens here on Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon, hello, I'm John Holmes, by the way, is that we take your requests and dedications, but it's not like Radio 2, where they do all Request Friday. For legal reasons, we have to call it some Request Friday, because Simon Mayo on Radio 2 legally owns the word all. When anyone ever says the word all, Simon Mayo gets £5. We're not willing to pay him, so we call it Some Request Friday. And of course, we can't take your musical requests and dedications because we're a talk radio programme. So you can request talks and speeches. Already, we've played All Saints' Teary Brits acceptance speech, especially for Carey this afternoon, who wanted to dedicate it to Jose and the gang, who have him tied to a chair in a warehouse somewhere in South Africa, and they're demanding to hear that speech in order to let him go. Well, hopefully, Carey, you've been let go now, because we played it for you. He texted on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
While his hands were still free. We also heard John Ronson's TED talk on strange answers to the psychopath test. And that was for Graham, because he said the speech reminded him of his heady days as an oil rigger in the August of 2012. Why would you like a speech or talk as a dedication or request? Let us know what you'd like to hear. A nice Friday afternoon speech banger. An anthem.
Banger!
A speech banger. A spanger. If you'd like to hear a spanger. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Hi, John and team. Can I just say what a pleasure it is to have you back on Talk Radio this
All these people saying this?
Yes. This afternoon, just like they genuinely do on Steve Wright when he reads these things out. Please could you give me a shout out, as I am mute and would love some and would love someone to do it for me. Please could you also play me Cuba Gooding Jr.'s acceptance speech for Best Supporting Actor at the 1997 Oscars. One day it's my dream to talk like him, or anyone actually for that matter. And that's come in from Tommy. So here it is, especially for Tommy, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s acceptance speech for Best Supporting Actor at the 1997 Oscars.
I know I have a little bit of time, so I'm going to rush and say everybody, and you cut away, I won't be mad at you. Tom said, don't forget to thank your wife. I will never forget to thank my high school sweetheart and the mother of my children, Spencer and Mason. I love you, Sarah. And my parents who are here, Shirley and Cuba the First. And God, I love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for putting me through what you put me through. But I'm here and I'm happy. I just want to... Oh, here we go. Okay, the studio, I love you. And Cameron Crowe and Tom Cruise.
Cuba Gooding Jr.'s really annoying acceptance speech for Best Supporting Actor. There is only supporting actor. Calm down. 1997 Oscars. And that's for Tommy, who wanted to hear that because he'd like to speak like him or anyone. So if you've got a request of dedication you'd like to get into us here in the studio, then, well, you know the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right, I'm kidding.
Start your message with any word you like.
And now it's time for us to move to the sofas. Awkwardly. We've got to do the newspaper front pages.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, like on the television.
Yeah, yeah.
When they do it on the... They go to a sofa. No, they sit on a sofa, don't they?
Mm.
And we've got a sofa here in the studio. So I think we need to... just need to walk to the... I mean, admittedly, on the television, it's a little more seamless than this. because they'll cut away to something else, and then they'll move to the sofa.
Is this absolutely necessary?
But now I've got to...
Is this absolutely necessary?
Yes, because it's relaxed. It's a relaxed part of the show, Cass.
No.
I've seen it on the television, and it's a relaxed part of the show where everyone moves to the sofas. So we're going to just move to the sofas.
Have you rewired the mics?
Does he know how to do that?
Oh.
Is this working? Yeah. Right.
That's working.
Can you turn the other mic on? Mic 3 or 2, whatever. Two. Yeah, right.
See, like I said, when they do it on television, this doesn't happen. But...
can't stop that.
Sorry.
That
hurts. Don't do that. Right. Just awkwardly moved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I honestly thought it would be.
There we go.
I thought it'd be better. I thought it'd be easier.
Right.
Oh, you sit there. No, you sit.
Okay.
There. Get off. Okay. It's time to review the newspapers from the sofa. I've left the papers over there.
You've left the papers over there. Right. Are they today's papers?
This is really slick, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Times. I've got the Times first. NHS crisis deepens as bed blocking costs £6 billion. Delays push hospitals to breaking point. That's a story there in the Times about the NHS crisis deepening as bed blocking costs £6 billion and the delays there to push hospitals to breaking point. That's in the Times.
Yeah, today's Evening Standard, about the explosion in London today. A Julia Hartley Brewer went off at the talk radio office this morning.
Yes.
Injuring one producer.
Yeah, I've got, look at the front of Model Rail magazine. Four new locomotives are being reviewed. Kickstart your dream layout in your loft. There are free layout planning templates and 12 tricks to make your model railway layout better than ever, and everything you wanted to know about the Class 66 locomotive. That's in Model Rail magazine.
Daily Mail back page. Michael Phelps enjoys a golden shower.
Your Horse magazine. Lunging aids. I don't know whether that's a horse disease or a movement. I'm not sure what that is. But handle with confidence, expert ways to help head-shy horses. And on test and on trend this month, stirrups and gloves. It's worth knowing. What else have we got here?
Finally, in the Daily Express, the French ban burkinis, Bellini cocktails presumed to be under threat.
Right, and finally, in Total Carp magazine. I misread that. It's a fishing thing. It's Carp Fishing's best-selling magazine. Five reasons why bread rocks as bait. How to fish weedy lakes. This is real. And exclusive, the catch from the off with Carl White's winning tactics. And this is, I hope there's not a picture of this, but there genuinely is a headline on the front that says, Mark Pitcher's simple floater. On the front of Total Cart magazine. And that's the end of the paper review on the sofa. Now we have to move back to the...
Okay.
...seats.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Victoria,
hi,
right?
Hi, Quan.
We're just moving back to the...
Back to the seats, because Victoria's... it's 3:30, and Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
There's a fifth gold medal for Great Britain at the Rio Olympics, this time in the women's rowing. Heather Stanning and Helen Glover have retained the women's pair title they won in London 4 years ago. They led from start to finish, finishing ahead of New Zealand and Denmark. It looks as though tens of thousands of new Labour members won't be able to vote in the party's leadership election after all. Labour's ruling body has won its appeal against a High Court decision to reinstate a block on new recruits. Two men have been arrested after a series of bomb blasts in tourist resorts in Thailand, which killed 4 people and injured 30 others. The British Embassy has updated its travel advice, warning holidaymakers in the country to be extremely cautious. A photographer has been jailed for 11 and a half years for drugging and raping 2 men he'd lured to his home in Bristol. 43-year-old Nigel Wilkinson used social media to offer to take pictures of young men. Police think there could be more victims and are urging them to come forward. Debbie Bruni from the Bridge Sexual Assault Centre says there are lots of myths around male rape.
For example, the men are big, tough guys who can fight somebody off, and that isn't true. And I think it does a disservice to men that they're treated differently by some places and by some organisations merely because of their gender. Sexual assault shouldn't happen to anybody.
2 Turkish sailors have been jailed at Glasgow Court for at least 20 years each for smuggling a record £512 million worth of cocaine. 3 tonnes of the drug were discovered in a tugboat off the coast of Aberdeen last year. And workers on Virgin Trains East Coast are to stage 3 24-hour strikes, including one on Bank Holiday Monday. The other dates are on the 19th and the 26th of August. The weather: showers for Scotland, Northern Ireland and Northern England overnight. Some patchy light rain will spread to Wales, but southern parts will stay dry. Lows of 13 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith, tomorrow morning from 8
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's 3:32 and still to come, a game of Paul Rossmaster in which radio persons are tested as to their knowledge of the full set Talk Radio breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. That's Paul Rossmaster. It's radio's least favourite quiz. Christian Williams, out of off of Virgin Radio, Saturday and Sunday weekend breakfast, will be having his knowledge tested. He'll be trying to get to the top of the leaderboard, along with everyone else who's ever played. And to do that, you need some points. So he'll be playing for some points very shortly indeed. Before that, though, we have to welcome to the studio Professor Stephen Hawking, who will be... Well, as if you're a regular listener, you all know that Professor Stephen Hawking often joins us to tell us an unbroadcastable joke, but he sort of does it because it's... Well, he doesn't tell the whole joke, that's the point. What he does is he tells the setup to the joke here on the programme. It's, and then the punchline is only available on our podcast, which you can download early this evening after the show and after somebody, by which I mean Cornelius, has made it. And by made it, I mean made a pig's ear of it. But anyway, it will be available. It's on iTunes and on talkradio.co.uk, probably, if you find this show's page, if it even has one, I don't know. But there might be a link or not. Anyway, there is a podcast that we sort of unceremoniously, I'm going to say, fly tip onto the internet for you to find. However, the reason Professor Stephen Hawking is involved is because it's like, we think of it like an audible lolly stick. So if you cast your mind back to yesteryear, you'll remember when a lolly stick that you bought, an ice lolly from, you know, an ice cream van or reputable ice lollipop outlet, would have a joke written on the stick. Now, the setup to the joke will be on the bit of the stick you can see, right? The punchline to the joke, if you remember, was always hidden beneath the icy treat. And if you wanted to read the punchline to the joke, you had to suck the lolly off. And so that's how it worked. And it's like that, but in audio form, right? So it's called Professor Stephen Hawking's Pullback and Reveal. Anyway, here he is with the overly long intro music, with today's setup, to Stephen Hawking's Pullback and Reveal.
What's warm, wet and pink?
Sir Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. What's warm, pink and wet? If you want to know the answer to that, it is only available on our podcast, which will be available, as I say, later this evening. That's how it works. Set up on the programme, punchline on the podcast. Now, I have to register a complaint. Chloe, give me some bed music. And the complaint involves now, you know, Cornelius, you'll know about this. You know when Tom Daley was won that medal.
Yeah,
right. He won that medal, didn't he?
And oh, hang on, I haven't plugged your microphone back.
Try that. Try your microphone now.
Hello.
Yeah, it works now. Right, good. So, you know when Tom Daley won that medal for the diving?
Yes.
And then some of the newspapers cropped the picture.
Yes.
So his compatriot, his diving compatriot,
yeah,
Dan
yeah.
Goodfellow, was...
if you say so.
Missing. That's my point, you see. Missing, wasn't he?
Mm.
From the photo, and there was a big complaint by Dan Goodfellow's mum saying, "Well, why
Mrs.
was just
Goodfellow?
Yeah, why was just and she wasn't even a fellow. Why was my son missing from the lineup of the two people that won the medals? Why have you just put Tom Daley on the front of the papers?" That's what she said, rightly angrily.
Mm.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, fair play.
Yeah. No. Right. Well, get this. Right. I refer you now to the press release, right, from, if I can find it, wait a minute, the press release from Talk Radio, right, and our parent company, The Wireless Group.
Oh, yeah, I know them.
Who own Talk Radio, they own Talk Sport, they own Virgin,
yeah.
And so on and so forth.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That went out after the radar figures, the listening figures, were announced last week. Right?
Okay.
Yeah. And it says this, right, about Talk Radio, okay, so I'll start off by reading it for you. So it says, success for Wireless Group. Talk Sport posts record figures.
Excellent. Well done.
Yeah. New national stations triumph.
Yes. Smashed it.
I mean, it doesn't say in a manner of speaking, but, you know, you read between the lines. Virgin Radio reaches this number. Weekly listeners. Talk Sport 2, this number. Talk Radio reaches this number, right? And then it sort of, there's a little breakdown of it. And it says, for Talk Sport, the stations triumph with individual shows, breaking listener records. Alan Brazil. You know, despite his on-air drunkenness, has managed to pull in an audience, a record audience. Colin Murray, Hawksbin Jacobs, very much the Hawksbin Jacobs of Talksport.
Yeah, yeah.
Virgin Radio, here we go. Relaunched music station Virgin Radio, returned to the UK airwaves with experienced presenter Edith Bowman, top billing, and a host of popular personalities. But they've got Edith's breakfast show has drawn in this number of listeners, and there's a great powerful combination, it says, of music, big name guests, conversation, exceptional content, interviews with Tom Hiddleston, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Kirsten Dunst, live performances from Travis, Turin Breaks, Frank Turner, that kind of thing. Then it goes, right? Then it moves on to us. Okay.
What did they say?
I know. Right. Then it says this. It says, Talk Radio, the group's new speech station, fronted by a number of personalities.
That's one way you could call them.
Yep. And here they go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Paul Ross.
Hey.
Breakfast, first name in there. Obviously, weekdays, yeah?
Yeah, fair play. Yeah.
Julie Hartley Brewer. Yeah. There she is, right in the lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess who's next? You know, thinking about the schedule of the weekday programmes.
As you know, I listen to Talk Radio 24 hours a day, and normally what follows Julia Hartley Brewer is John Holmes.
That's right. So you'd expect that to be next in the list of personalities on a press release, wouldn't you? Sam Delaney.
Okay. Well, they'll probably, yeah, because Sam's the drive show, it's a big show. Yeah. So they'll probably come back to you now.
Ian Lee. Then my eye glanced further.
Yeah.
In the list of everybody who's on air here. Holmes, great. Amon. And then George Galloway, who's done about six bloody shows on here. I've worked my arse off for how long now? 4 months, apart from 3 weeks I had off recently. Right, but mostly, Galloway rocks up in his stupid hat and gets billing in the press release that goes out to the press, along with every other person that works here. Oh, not me. I'm basically the Dan Goodfellow of this press release. I've been cut off it.
Who's Dan Goodfellow?
The man I was talking about with the diving.
Oh, yeah.
And then it says, some of the biggest names in entertainment have been guests on talk radio, including Katie Price, right?
When was she on?
I don't know. And Professor Green, okay? That's what it said, yeah. Right? Right. This show they've forgotten to even mention at all. We've had Hollywood stuff. We've had Kate Beckinsale. She's bigger than Katie Price in some areas, right? And we've had that bloke who was in that other film, Sam Claflin.
Yeah.
He's a bigger name, isn't he?
Yeah, it's out of order,
so,
really. And we have Frank Turner.
Yes!
Virgin Radio get to mention Frank Turner.
Yeah, we're not us. We got the less famous brother, the fewer famous brother of that bloke who was James Franco, Dave Franco.
Dave Franco.
Who was in Now You See Me Too. Why isn't that on the list? Not even a mention. And I'm still not on the photograph on the website.
Are you not?
No. Paul Ross is on there.
Well, to
Julia
be fair,
Harley Brewer's on there.
When you were,
Sam Delaney's on there. Ian Lee, George Galloway, yeah.
I think that was written when you were off. And to be fair, most people at the station forgot you worked here.
Anyway, we'll, speaking of Virgin Radio, as we were, Christian Williams, who presents Weekend Breakfast on Virgin Radio, will be joining us next to play this week's special Friday edition of Paul Rossmaster. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Sit back, take a deep breath and relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years with a fixed rate mortgage from your local post office. Apply today in branch, online or over the phone and feel your worries melt away. Post Office Money. Mortgages sorted. Post Office Money mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
The high life. Fast cars. Superstardom. Get a taste of the action when you join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month. Because the big time is back in US hit Ballers, exclusively on Sky Atlantic. And you'll also get a brand new free 32-inch LG TV. But you'll have to be fast. Offer ends Thursday. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk. today.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Do watch out around the West Midlands. The M5 northbound between junctions 2 heading towards the M6 at junction 8 looking very busy at the moment. You'll also find the M6 southbound junction 10 at Wolverhampton down to junction 7 at Great Bar. That's struggling. In Staffordshire it's slow on the M6 northbound at junction 13, and in Nottinghamshire we've got queues due to an earlier accident on the M1 southbound from 27 down to junction 26 at the Nottingham turnoff. I'm Poonam Verma.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it.
Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, good afternoon, 4:15, and it's time for this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It's time for Paul Rossmaster, radio's least favourite quiz. This is where radio people are tested as to their knowledge of full set radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Many have tried. Many have all gone to the top of the leaderboard together by getting some points. Trying to get some points today is a radio presenter. He's called Christian Williams. He's on Virgin Radio, our sister station. Good afternoon.
Hello. That is the longest intro to a quiz I've ever heard in my life.
That's correct. And because it fills time.
Do I get a point for that?
No. So, Christian, welcome along. You're off for Virgin Radio at the weekend breakfast, am I right?
You are completely correct, yes.
Okay. And I've done a weekend breakfast show myself, as you know. For our paths crossed over in the Global Building, over in Leicester Square, didn't they?
Some time ago.
Yeah, that's right. And I was doing Radio X, and you were doing
Capital. I was over there at playing Justin Bieber songs.
Yeah, every 20 minutes.
Every 20 minutes.
How are you finding Virgin then? Tell us a little bit about the show. Tell us a little bit about, you know, just to fill some idle banter shaped banter.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, I present the Weekend Breakfast Show, 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. every Saturday and Sunday, funnily enough. And the best bit about my new job is the fact that I get to play great music now, like Stone Roses, Stereophonics. We've got the new Green Day track to play tomorrow.
That is a very good track, actually. Yeah. It's a very good track.
And you get to play a lot of those on your show, do you, John?
Let me think. No.
We can only play long intros to quizzes.
Yeah, that's if we fill our music content by doing that.
I like it. It's good.
Right, good. Right, look, we're playing Paul Rossmaster. Okay, there are three questions about Paul Ross. What's your knowledge of Paul Ross like?
Can we go with a percentage?
If you like.
1%.
Okay, much like my iPad's out at the moment. Anyway, we will be playing. So if it switches off, that's why. Anyway, Paul Rossmaster, there are three questions, A, B, and C answers mostly. All you have to do is give me A, B, and C mostly. You are trying to get some points, Christian. You have to try and get to the top of the leaderboard, which is where everyone else who's ever played also is, apart from our producer who once played it and lost. Are you ready to play?
I am ready to get some points.
Here we go. Question number one. Recent animated film news now, and the recent animated film to become a recent animated film box office success is the recent animated film The Secret Life of Paul Ross. Now, obviously, I can't go into too much detail, you know, spoilers, but the film depicts, amusingly, what happens when giant, unruly, full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross is left alone in his owner's house. Suffice to say, it involves Meow Meow, and not just because of the cat that's in the trailer. But what other radio-based animated film is the correct answer to this question? Is it A, Finding Coley? Occasional talk radio stand-in presenter Hardeep Singh Kohli goes missing. But why? Is it B, The Nightmare Before Chris Moyles, which is technically Radio X overnight presenter Rich Walters? Or is it C, Fantastic Dr. Fox? Former magic presenter Dr. Fox is accused of groping a variety of woodland creatures. A subsequent trial surprisingly clears him of all charges.
Oh, I mean, it's a tough one. Yes. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I am going to go with B.
The Nightmare Before Chris Moyles.
Yes.
Is the right answer. Well done.
Oh, fantastic. I knew it was.
Question number two, meteor shower news. And currently the Earth bears witness to the Paul Rossiids, a prolific burst of the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter and former host of UK Gold's short-lived quiz show Telestack that can be seen with the naked eye. The Paul Rossiids are so named for the direction from which they come, which is Maidenhead, where the eruption of Paul Ross originates from the centre of a rural roundabout. While Paul Ross's naked eye is usually visible to the naked eye at night, sometimes cloud can obscure his nocturnal surge. But the Paul Rossiids aren't the only radio-based astronomical event. Name the other one. A. The transit of Uranus, which is a phrase also used to describe how talk radio presenter George Galloway gets to work.
Well, that sounds familiar.
B. A white dwarf. It's not me. Shut up, Cornelius. Or is it C, the total eclipse of Julia Brewer's heart? Despite having one in her name, the heart of Julia Hartley Brewer is often obscured by the fact that she recently threatened to punch an intern for sniffing.
I mean, it's got to be C. It's got to be C.
The total eclipse of Julia Hartley Brewer's heart?
Absolutely.
Is the right answer?
God, I knew it. It was great.
Question number three is a music question. Have a listen to this music.
Jesus Christ, who are you? What have you sacrificed? Jesus Christ, superstar, do you think you're what they say you are?
Well, that was, of course, the 1970 title track from the number one best-selling album and musical, Jesus Christ Superstar, from the 1970 number one best-selling album and musical, Jesus Christ Superstar, sung by Jesus. Here's your unrelated question.
Right.
Keepers at Edinburgh Zoo have been encouraging male penguins to mate by providing them with pebbles so they can carry them to females on their feet as gifts with which to build their nests. The same behaviour has been observed at the UK's 34th most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39, Talk Radio, where occasional stand-in presenter Hardeep Singh Kohli will carry news bulletins under his turban, while full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross puts penguins in cars and watches them having sex through the window.
Right. yeah, go on.
Name five famous nests.
Right.
Five famous nests.
Oh, this isn't an A, B, or C?
No.
Oh, okay. Five famous nests.
Yes.
I'm going to go with the little nests. You know the cream eggs come in sometimes that you can build out
yes,
of
good.
Weetabix?
Good, yep.
Yeah, one of those. I'm going to go with the nest that my parents built that I could grow up and become the man I am today.
I'm not sure that one's written on the card, but yes, go on. I'm going to have to put a timer on you, I'm afraid.
Okay. And another... A nest? I don't know. I don't know any more nests.
Well, the time's up. Okay, well, here's what I got written on the card, Christian. Name five famous nests. 1970s ITV Richard O'Sullivan sitcom Robbins.
Right.
Undorma.
Okay.
Saul's Milky Bar.
Right.
Saul's Milky of Tables. Yeah. Nest of Tables. And 1940s Chicago police officer who helped bring down Al Capone, Elliot. Technically that's Ness, but...
I mean, I can see why I got that wrong, obviously.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's the end of the quiz. Let's go over to Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Who is going to check the system to find out how many points you've got?
Cool. Let me just boot up the system.
Oh, God, this takes up. I'm really sorry. Christian, bear with us, because it's a dial-up system.
Yeah, it's quite a slow system. Yeah. Mm. Oh. Is anyone else on the line?
Right, you're in.
Right, okay.
Oh, good.
Okay. Right, just check this. Remember, what you're looking for, Cornelius sorts the points out, the point system. Remember, what you're looking for, Christian, is some points. It will put you to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played, apart from our producer, Dave.
How do you spell your first name, Christian?
C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N.
Yeah.
Okay.
The normal way.
No, no, you've put Christ. Put
I-A-N. I got confused because of the
Jesus
song.
Christ Superstar.
Okay.
Yeah. Easily terrible. Yeah.
And how do you spell Williams?
W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
He's saying that's not how you spell it.
Because the security guard at the door at Virgin Radio put it on my pass as Williams.
Williams.
Okay.
Try Williams. That'd be the system.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, come in.
Right. Okay, I'll just press print.
Yeah. It's quite a slow printer
quite
as well,
a slow
Christian.
Printer.
Sorry about that. Just wait for it to print.
It's like getting your lap times at go-karting.
Oh, I know. You're used to it. I mean, you work here anyway in the building. You know what it's like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Just printing out your score. Remember, you're looking for some points. Right. For some points.
Yeah. I'm quietly confident.
Yeah. Cornelius.
Yes.
Christian Williams, off of Weekend Breakfast on Virgin, from 6 till 10, Saturday and Sundays. What did he score in today's edition
confirm.
Of Paul Ross... I haven't finished. What did he score in today's edition of Paul Rossmaster?
I can confirm that Christian, I'm going to go with Williams, scored...
Yeah.
Some points!
Yes! Come on!
Christian! Oh. Wow.
Well done. You're at the top of the leaderboard with everyone else, apart from one.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I now know what it feels like. I was just watching the Olympics earlier, and we just got two golds in rowing. I mean, pretty much the same thing.
And there you have it. Christian, go away now. Right, it's coming up to 4 o'clock. Yasmin, Star Trek II The Wrath of Khan, will be with us. She's here now.
I don't know how to feel when I walk into a studio and people are just chanting Christian, Christian.
Bit weird for you, isn't it?
Just a little bit weird.
It wasn't a religious attack.
I just wanted to check. Yeah, I mean, I was fairly certain it wasn't.
Just so you know. I can see out of context that would be weird now.
Just a bit. How are you?
I'm fine, you?
Yes, it's
good.
Been a long time.
Yes, well, I was away.
You are more brown.
Than...
normal.
Okay.
but not as brown as me.
Yes.
Two references in 1 minute.
That's very good.
There we go.
I went to Papua New Guinea. Thanks for asking.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Travel writing?
Yes.
God, you're posh.
I killed a crocodile.
No, you didn't.
I actually did.
Oh. That's harsh.
Well, it was me or it.
Oh, well, fair enough.
No, they hunt the tribes still hunt crocodile and for the meat and they trade the skin and everything else. So I'm out hunting with two tribesmen in a proper dugout canoe.
Wow.
On an actual proper river in the middle of the jungle.
Crocodile's quite big.
The ones they found for me were little.
John-sized ones.
Yes, all right, shut up. There is. Anyway, what's coming up on the, let's call it a programme.
You might want to at this stage of the game. It is August. That's all I'm saying. No, we have stories. We have stories. First of all, before I forget, we've got a special guest.
Have you?
We've got Newton Faulkner coming in to sing live in the studio.
That's very impressive.
That's Friday special.
Yeah, that's
I'm
all
doing
right,
big ups
it?
In the
you
studio.
You really are doing that. Yes.
So he's going to be on around 5:30. That's
excellent.
5:30. We're also talking today about illegal tattoo artists.
We heard about this.
But yeah, because there are so many places you can get a tattoo now. Why would you go to
yes,
you
I
know,
mean, like your arm. Your back of your head.
Some people get them on their bits.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's got to hurt.
It's got to hurt.
Yes.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Wrong.
Would you have that done?
No.
No, me either.
Scared.
Carry on.
Also not my style. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about loneliness within relationships.
Oh.
Because there was this story, I don't know if you saw, about the Italian couple who were found crying. By the police, an elderly couple were found crying at home. And it was really because they were upset by something, but it turned out they were just incredibly, although they'd been married for years and years, they were just incredibly lonely. It's the saddest story. So the police stayed and made them spaghetti and then washed up and spent time with them.
That is so Italian.
Look at John's face,
it's like a Pixar animation waiting to happen.
Yes, it is.
Oh, how lovely.
It is.
A sort of depressing yet cheery note at the same time.
Yes, and the very brilliant, I think she's called Cass Ho, is going to be doing our trending review.
The awful Asprod Cass through the glass and her cheery...
How very dare you.
And her
Have
cheery...
Have you had more booking problems?
Cheery demeanour. Don't,
no!
I had to do it last week.
Do you know? You did. He was very good. You may not know this because you were away, but you know I stole Cass and we've done a podcast together.
I did hear about that, yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
We didn't talk about you at all much.
Right. Good. All right. So, well, good luck with that, of course, with Ashbrook Castle. I mean, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. And you don't get her to work the phones or anything.
I'm saying nothing.
She's going to punch me hard. That's what she just said in my ear, but you didn't hear the swear word she said. She was like that judge earlier in the week. Anyway, so with that, we leave you in the capable and bigging up hands of Yasmin Khan. We'll be back on Monday, 1 till 4, weekday afternoons, Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.